popping. The Deals in the D.com studios. On a Friday, it's the Drew and Mike Show. And we are rolling you into another exciting weekend.
Well, if it's the Friday show, it's our Juneteenth show.
Oh, is that a fact?
Well, Friday's Juneteenth.
Yes. Right. Should we call the man that was violated on Juneteenth? And
well,
Ryan's got his phone number.
I don't want to connect it to Juneteenth, but I would love to hear a follow-up story to that.
I guess that could be taken wrong if we called him because, although, well, okay.
Sorry I brought it up.
Paul McCartney's birthday, so.
It is Paul McCartney's birthday. And I was celebrating today. I was cranking some Beatles music and some McCartney music. Boring. Okay, Boomer.
Is that why we're 2 hours late?
No. Well, we're not 2 hours late. We're an hour late, aren't we?
Well.
An hour and...
I mean, we usually start around 4:30.
I know. I don't know. I was really just slow today. And then a sequence of events happened late in the day, some of which were clearly my fault, some that were less my fault.
Okay.
Whatever that means.
Well, that's intriguing.
So let's mention Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and DealsInTheD.com. All pumped. Customers, community, and Zot team excited to be back at full strength to safely serve all your automotive needs. Sales and service, busy as ever, and they're working within the guidelines. Of course, to socially distance and all the things to keep you safe. And you can get your car delivered, and yeah, you've heard this before. And they've got some great deals, too. The 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn, only $188 a month. Jeeps, how about a 2020 loaded Jeep Compass at just $155 a month? Boy, you could make your weekend with a quick visit to Zot and drive out with a Jeep.
Be sweet.
On a nice day. Is the weather supposed to be nice?
Yeah, it's an ozone action weekend.
Oh, boy.
What's better than beach and a few drinks and Jeeps?
I think a Jeep sounds good. And then, of course, there's Wrangler. Right now, Zot employee pricing for everyone. 0% financing and $1,500 in rebates if you want a new Jeep Wrangler right now. Speaking of...
Yes.
You have to hurry because, as you know, the shutdown is inventory drying up quickly. That means your best selection is now and not Monday. So get the party started at DealsInTheD.com. Actually, Friday and Saturday. It's weird, this business of going Sunday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, so you get the idea. And what's on the agenda for the weekend?
It's Father's Day. Father's Day weekend.
Oh, yeah, Father's Day. Love Father's Day.
It's great.
Wow. I've never been a fan of Father's Day. I hate to say it.
I don't know. I mean, it'll be nice. I'm sure I'll get some lovely things from the kids.
Yeah.
I got a grill already. I already got my gift.
You got a new grill?
Nice. Yeah.
I'm not gonna get a
Weber.
Oh,
wow. Oh, I've always dreamed of a Weber.
What did you get her for Mother's Day?
It's like flowers and something else. I can't remember. I paid for something.
So are you saying you remember mostly what it cost versus what went into it?
Well, the funny thing was about a week ago, Kristen said, you think we should get a new grill? And I said, no, the one we have is great. And then yesterday there was a new grill for Father's Day.
Oh, wait, I failed that one.
Nice. It seems like that grill's for Kristen too. I mean, is that really your gift?
Oh.
I'm the one that's going to be manning it, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that sort of like giving a lady nice underwear for...
nice underwear.
I'm just trying to Bloomers? Discern what's going on here. Well, I was going to say some
I'm
sex
all gravy, anyway. Baby.
But I wasn't trying to be judgmental. It just seemed that Brandon had a lot into the cost of the gift as opposed to the thought of the gift, which is usually the other way around.
Yeah,
from what I know.
Wait, very nice.
It's the thought that counts. Is that what you're saying?
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. Yes. Yeah. Go to Death Wish Coffee. .com/Drew. Use the code Drew15 at checkout to receive 15% off your entire order at Death Wish Coffee. Yeah. DeathWishCoffee.com/Drew. Code Drew15. 15% off. It all works. Very simple.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, today's been a really weird day. I can't even describe how weird it's been. First of all, I got a knock on the door, which, I mean, I'm never one of those people like, who's at my door? I mean, a lot of people are like,
yeah.
Who's at the? I don't want anyone coming over here.
Yeah, I don't want anyone coming to my house.
And also,
are you okay?
I'm used to the dogs barking, so I know someone's there. So the knock never happens.
Mm-hmm. Steve's not here. And you don't have a doorbell.
No, because the battery's dead, I think.
Yeah.
So, who's it? Who's at the door? I mean, there's a coronavirus, and I thought the door-to-door people... You know what? I've actually had a couple door-to-door
knock,
people.
Knock, knock. May I come in?
In the last 4 weeks, 6 weeks, which really? Seems Ooh. A little strange. Ooh. It was a petition for
Witnesses?
Something.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so this guy's at the door. And he goes, can I have your TV?
Oh, what? Yeah.
And I'm thinking,
the side of the house.
Wait, you mean the TV that doesn't work that I just replaced with the bigger TV that Rob installed on the wall?
Yeah.
That's huge. And its predecessor was 55. It was 50 inches, I think. Or
55, and now you're at a 65.
Well, the 55, I'm not even sure that it didn't work. Or
it doesn't work.
Maybe it could be made to work. I don't know.
No.
No way?
No, it's a dog. No, trust me.
Wait, did you take it apart and actually determine that it could not be made to work?
Fonzied it with my elbow and it won't work. Believe me, that thing's cooked.
Okay, so
fried.
It wasn't that he asked about the TV. It was that, the TV's like, there's a car in front of it. How is he seeing the TV? I just thought it was a...
Well, but if you're coming this way, you can see it.
It seemed a little iffy to me, but it was just a matter of I wanted to know... Is this guy casing my property, or is Maybe. He, you know, I mean, remember the guy that thought he should have my Detroit Lions Silverdome
yeah,
seats?
He pointed, he that back guy? Off, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The guy, he used to live here, though.
You know, he used to live here, but it doesn't mean he gets to examine my property and determine that certain things might be available if they're outside the house.
I think it's quite polite of this guy to actually ask for the TV instead of just taking it, because it's clearly where all your garbage is.
Yeah, but it's not in the front of the house. It's not the curb.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, I know.
I mean, collector beware, obviously, but I don't know. It just seems like he knows a little too much about my property. Is that a little bit weird? I don't know.
It's a little bit weird, but you can see it from the sidewalk.
Well, I checked it out afterwards. My car's pulled pretty far up. It's, if you're really looking for it, yeah, but I didn't know he was running around collecting junk, which is what he does. So anyway, it took me a while to get over that, the business that... I mean, I knew it was outside. It was plausible, but could you really see it from the street? It was just sort of eating at me. So finally, I said, because I wanted to say no. I don't know why. I just reflexively wanted to go.
Get it out of here.
No,
man.
You're knocking on my door and you're a pain in the ass and you're casing my property. Get out of here. And finally, I said,
you're out of here, trash.
Realized still, that saves me from carrying it to the
exactly,
curb.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I said, yeah, sure, go ahead. And then he's like,
tell him you should have given him your phone number and have him call in a week to see if he get out working.
Told him to tell me. How's he going to tell me?
You did tell him. You did.
I said, let me know how it works.
He's so coming back.
Well,
I hope he comes back. How weird.
Brings it back.
He asks
me. He fixes
me,
it and brings it back.
He asks me if it works. And I said, well, probably not, but I don't know. I'm not sure. It couldn't be made to work.
No, it doesn't work.
Well, I should have had him come in and talk to you. I should have extended this visit by
I wish I knew
hour.
That all this action was going on. I would have come out and talked to him.
So I'm like, okay, great. You know, have fun with the TV. I'm sure it'll be great for you. And then I went back inside thinking, I don't know if that's going to work.
No, it's not going to work.
But
I'm looking for the trash can.
He did save me the trip to the curb, but he also took up a lot of my fucking time.
Do you have it here? We have it in our neighborhood. Whenever it's garbage day, it gets picked through. Like, it's kind of fun to see how long something lasts at the curb because we threw away a baby gate and that thing was gone within 10 minutes because it's metal and the scrappers want the metal.
Well, I took that, like I was saying, I got the new grill and I took my old one, which was a big stainless steel one, to the end of the road and it was gone in minutes.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Well,
what's the opportunity cost?
Scrappers.
I never really notice. I don't even pay attention. I don't care if somebody takes it. If the garbage van takes it, it's the same difference to me. But yeah, there are those people, and I think I have put a couple things out there. If it's in front of my house, it really sucks.
There's some Joker paws in front of my house. I'm absolutely wondering what's going on.
So anyway,
what's this Joker doing to my garbage?
I'm back in my life. He's taken 10 minutes of my life away at his convenience, by the way. It's not like, you know, it seems that if you want to take someone from someone's yard that you've cased, could you at least make an appointment? But no, it's can I take this now?
Well, yeah, he's here now.
I know, but it just is like, I'm doing something now. That's sort of how I felt, was like, well, I don't think you have an appointment, and so I don't really want to make this decision right now, but it was an easy decision to make, so I did. So anyway, la, 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 I'm back, you know, and then
what?
I'm like, who is at my door now? What is this?
Knock, knock. May I come in?
And I mean, I'm used to people coming in and going all the time. But since the coronavirus, you know, it's a big deal to get a knock on the door. So it couldn't be this guy again, could it? I go
What's
to the door.
What's the matter with you? I've been knocking on your door for a long time.
Go ahead, carry on.
I learned later that his name is Joe. It is Joe again.
What?
Yes.
Ah, boy.
Rob was installing the new front door.
No, he wants the old door?
The new screen door, glass screen door. It's a nice door.
Why doesn't this guy just move in?
So he says, what about that door? That door looks pretty good.
What?
I said, yeah, the door's fine. I guess the rest of it was wrecked, but it's, he goes, how old is it?
Oh,
my God. Is the warranty still good?
So, anyway, he's really a very friendly guy. He just was very pointed. He wanted things, and he wanted as much information as he could. I said, yeah, I have the door. It's a great door. I think I actually said that it's a great door.
I mean, not a great
door.
Did.
It closed. It opened for, you know, a number of years. And, I mean, I have
that
to
door
say,
is a dog. It won't close. It was a bad door.
Well, that wasn't the door's fault, though. That was the contraption.
That's his fault.
Anyway, I think I did recommend the door, which, I mean, as far as, you know, creating a division between the home and the outside, I think it was an effective door. There were some complications with the door, but basically it performed as a door does.
Art says on Facebook Live, just walk into Drew's house. It's far less concerning. Because that happens all the time. People just walk in.
They do. So anyway, I said, yeah, it's a great door. Yeah, have that door, you know. And it looks fairly new. I mean, I think my recommendation was not taken even with a grain of salt. It looked like a nice door.
Garbage day!
So then
so stupid.
He asked me a few more questions about the TV, and I'm sort of starting to feel like, oh, boy, maybe have I oversold the TV? And it's like, no, he's the one that came to me. I'm not responsible for – it's not like you know, was it on real estate when you have to disclose things?
Yeah,
I mean, there's not disclosure laws when somebody's...
It's garbage. It's a TV.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
In the garbage.
So
picker beware.
So then I'm back in my life. I'm back. I'm listening to some McCartney music on Paul's 78th birthday and enjoying the fact that this man's been alive all my life. And I'm kind of putting the show together a little bit. Not so much, really. I was working very slowly, but I was just relaxing to some degree. And then...
Oh no!
Oh,
anybody want to care to guess?
I bet you it was Joe.
Joe again.
It was Joe.
What does he want now?
Joey, what's going on?
Who is this guy?
I'm gonna knock. May I come in?
I'm going to generate a cliffhanger.
Oh, okay.
Are you sure you really don't have any idea what he wanted?
I'm trying to think of what else is out there.
Well, just it. Okay.
Chair.
Think about it for a second, and I'll mention that Emergency Response Services Incorporated, they have ensconced themselves in this show for the last, 3-4 weeks now. And what they do is they take your call at 877-JOB-DONE, and they get the job done. What is the job? It's a job you don't want to do, and that's why anyone would rather call 877-JOB-DONE than do it themselves, because we're talking about water in your basement. Water damage, storm damage, fire damage, or maybe the water's gone. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, what are those big black spots?
Ugh.
God, aren't mold spots
mold.
Just gross, too? It's like, I mean, it just looks like, I don't know. It's like there's cancer. Your house has cancer or something. It's just
like
terrible.
Death, yeah.
So anyway, Emergency Response Services Incorporated, they take care of all that stuff. All you do is call 877-JOB-DONE, job done. Or go to 877-JOBDONE.com. And if you want to go to the website and see specifically what they do, I'm sure there's a lot more information. I've never seen a need to go there. I just know I'm going to call 877-JOBDONE. When my basement is next full of water, it better not be this one, by the way, and they will get the job done, as we have heard from listeners already. Emergency Response Services Incorporated, ERSI. They've already helped listeners. They're now on the track of being back to normal. It's a funny way to put it. And feel free to use drops like Trump's. That's a lot of water. I didn't even know that existed. I didn't even know that was. I didn't know there were copy instructions.
Yes,
here.
There are.
Or you about to lose your job, relating to the mitigation.
I didn't even know
companies.
That existed.
Yes, other mitigation companies are about to lose their job.
You're about to lose your job.
Because they are so good at Emergency Response Services Incorporated, and nobody has 877 job done. Only one person has 877 job done, and that is ERSI, Emergency Response Services.
Couple of guesses as to what Joe wanted to know.
Oh, I love these guesses.
The remote control for the TV.
Next.
The shovel.
No.
The hinges on the door.
These are good guesses.
You have to use the bathroom.
No.
Wrong.
My question for Joe is, why doesn't he just sweep in and get it all at once? Why does he have to do three different transactions?
Yeah, I have to say, Trudy, I was disappointed in his efficiency. I mean, if you're going to... Especially with Corona, he wasn't wearing a mask either.
Uh-oh.
I mean,
knock. May I come in?
I have to admit, after the whole thing was over, it was all about him.
Well, yeah,
it was all
that dude's dying ASAP.
I tried to sort of feel that it was something about me because I got two things moved that I didn't have to move 25 feet, but in the end, it was all about him. And I was...
Did he want a glass of water? That was a question.
That's a good guess. I'm not going to give it away just yet.
Did he have to use the bathroom? I think I mentioned that one. There's a couple of them.
Yeah, in the bathroom, because honestly, I swear to God, when I heard the... And by the way, I hate hearing the door now because I don't hear Layla barking, and it's like...
Yeah, it's sad.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And they broke the door of my mom's room.
Who is it?
I thought.
Says, cup of sugar.
I thought.
That's funny.
I really, really thought he was going to need to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I was really debating in my head. I was like, I don't want him using my bathroom. I just feel like I've given enough to this person. I really was torn, like... You know, it's got to be the bathroom, because what else could it be? How many more things do I have? Do you want my sprinkler? I mean, geez. Oh. And then I thought, I can't face him and tell him he can't use the bathroom.
This is ridiculous. Nobody guesses. Did he want the Silverdome chair seats? Are they still out there?
They are still out there.
Huh.
That's a good guess, too.
But it wasn't that?
I'm not saying it.
The little red grill?
Oh, the grill is out there.
That's a really good guess. Yeah, because the girl, she thinks maybe those things should be secured more carefully. The Silverdome seats, they've never moved.
They have a value of zero.
Which, by the way, did I ask for Silverdome seats? Didn't Maz just insist that I take Silverdome seats?
No, I asked you when him and I were going out there, and you were like, yeah, I'll take two. I think it was just a very flippant, you didn't think it.
I didn't think it through.
Well, who would have thought the previous owner would come back and want them and make a really terrible trade?
I think Maz was kind of pushing it, though. Like, first of all, he wanted me to go with him, which was out of the question.
I had fun.
There was no way I was going.
It was a blast.
But anyway, I do really appreciate it, in spite of the fact they have not moved in, is it 2 years, 3 years?
No, they haven't moved. I don't know what you're going to do with them.
I don't even know how you would mount them, because the way that the mounts are, it looks ridiculous.
No, they would never last on drywall. It'd be a disaster.
Well, that's the thing. It doesn't mount to a floor. It has to mount to, like a wall or block or something.
I think the Silverdome won on that deal. Because the seat's gone. They don't have to deal with it. And now it's my problem.
It's funny, because I had two, and I've already gotten rid of both of them. I don't know what I'm going to do with them.
It's funny. I honestly should have given them to the old owner, but I was so incensed by this proposed trade. Should we review what happened there?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. First, I want to mention the Hall Financial Hotline. And I know we had Batmobile Barry ready to go. And due to circumstances that were only
partially due to Joe.
What?
Due to Joe coming by knocking on your door every 10 minutes.
Oh, well, he didn't help, but it's not his fault.
Megan!
It was largely my fault, but Batmobile Barry had to move along, and we pushed him back. Whatever. Is there anybody else still available in the Hall Financial Hotline?
Well, we never called the guy who got fired for cracking his knuckles in the OK symbol.
Oh, yeah, that's...
And by the way, I've called the lady trying to get the Britney Spears statue. I've called her like every day, and she never answers. And I got really excited when I got here because I noticed there's a missed call, and I'm like, that's got to be Will Forte returning our call from yesterday.
Was it his error code?
No.
You know the guy, the upside down OK sign?
Yeah.
That story is, we're pretty clear that he's not a white supremacist, right?
Well,
I mean, is that pretty well understood?
Wouldn't he have to be a Hispanic supremacist?
He could be.
Okay.
He's half Mexican, yeah.
Well, okay, says he was cracking his knuckles, right?
Yeah. He could be. I mean,
doesn't it seem that there's
proving a negative? Though.
There's just so many ridiculous stories like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that one's particularly ridiculous. Although it's really funny. I'm being sucked into all this because I was actually thinking about, you know, what was he doing this like? I mean, was he?
He's dry.
Or was he? Or, I mean, how do you make that sign without trying to make it? I mean, it just seems like now I think everybody's a white supremacist.
He's driving. He's got his hand out the door like this, and so he did that. He cracked his knuckle like that.
Why? Where's? Is that how you crack your knuckle?
I just did it. Yeah.
Oh, I've never. I don't. I can't crack my knuckles.
Is that the little finger, isn't it?
What's his company's name?
It's San Diego.
SDG&E.
Yeah.
Are they open? Because I'd like to call them.
Probably.
Why don't we find their phone number? If anybody, Brandon or somebody can check that out. Because that's...
I got it.
I mean, that just seems to me...
You want to text it?
I realize that with all that is going on right now, some people are going to get caught in the wave. And some people feel that this Atlanta cop is caught in the wave. Maybe not in that he didn't do anything wrong, but I mean, 11 counts of murder and, you know, that faces the death penalty. It's a little heavy.
Well, him, I mean, if he's found guilty of the crime, I don't care that he's caught in the wave.
No, I mean, not caught in the wave himself. I mean, caught in the wave in terms of the intensity of the charging.
Okay.
Who would want a job if you make a mistake, you're going to be facing the death penalty?
How many cops have you seen get 11 counts of murder?
Never,
including, I mean, the guy in Minneapolis, does he have the death penalty? Does he face the death penalty?
I don't think they have it in Minneapolis.
Well, okay, there you go.
Minnesota.
Is the death penalty appropriate for the guy in Atlanta? I'm going to go down the stroke because I don't want to hear silence again.
Well, eye for an eye, though. There's that.
Okay. All right. It's appropriate. We'll say he wasn't caught in the wave, if that makes everybody happy. Hall Financial, call them 248-308-5000, and they would love to refi your home. If they've done it in the last 3 years, 2 years, you can call them again because they say if you haven't refinanced at Hall Financial in the last year, that they can save you some money. And we have many examples. I could read absolutely specific things where people are saving $180 a month, $300 a month, many things. They go out of their way for you. They really do. I mean, I just cannot feel bad about saying that calling Hall Financial can result in very good things for you. So do what smart people do. Check. See what, I mean, maybe you can save money. It's the kind of thing that I would never do, but I know I should do. So I have a mortgage. It's something I should have done in the past. Anyway. 248-308-5000. Go to the webpage, click the link, and fill out the online form. They'll get back to you very quickly. Or you can go to davidhallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike and look for lower payments, better options, more personal attention. Hall Financial, their new closing lender, NMLS number 1467435. Okay, we have the cliffhanger. Why did he knock on my door a third time? Do we have a number for that company that guy worked for?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Can you mention this because this is
knock knock. May I come in?
Much like Lindsay Broadwell, she's been on Elric's show for a while, and whenever people come to the Red Shovel Network, we of course are happy, even if they're not on our show. I don't hear him talking about our advertisers, but it's beside the point.
No,
Lindsay Broadwell is, we know Lindsay anyway, but she actually has gotten some calls from people, and I think she found somebody a house.
Good.
And she's young in real estate. She's also very pretty. And she's very good at what she does, and I know she worked for Hall Financial for a long time, so she knows her way around, and if you would like to work with somebody who can talk to you in drops and is very good, and I guess there's a lot of real estate activity buzzing.
There's a lot of sevens and a lot of sixes in it. I know that.
Just dial sevens and sixes, and eventually you'll get Lindsay. Why do I never have Lindsay Broadwell's copy? Why is it just in?
Go to BroadwellHomes.com.
Okay. But that is even why I brought it up, because ML's got another sponsor.
Enter number is, that's a different number, so I don't know if that's the right number. But the number's on the site. Just go to BroadwellHomes.com.
Is there no copy anywhere?
Yeah, ML has it.
Well, he comes and
I'll
goes.
Find
like
it. I didn't know
Denny,
he removes
the copy from the building.
Well, he hasn't been here in a while.
I thought we were supposed to promote Lindsay Broadwell.
We can. But I didn't know we were doing it today. It wasn't on the log. I'll pull up the copy.
Well, no, I just thought maybe we'd have some copy somewhere.
I do. It's on my email. You want me to pull it up?
I'm looking for my phone.
What a mess today is.
I know. It's just tell us what Joe did. Okay. First, Joe wanted to know, hey, where's the remote? Hey. I mean, like, literally, like, hey, you didn't give me the remote.
Yeah.
I said, the remote's been converted for the new TV. And I don't think he really liked that answer. I mean, I think I think he wanted to suggest that, because he said something about, you know, remote, the new remote.
Yeah. Like,
did you have a new remote? I think what he was getting at was, can I have the new remote? Since I'm using the old remote.
What a
but
dick.
He didn't exactly say that.
You should have said, no, I lost it. That's why I had to buy a whole new TV.
So then he asked.
The balls on this guy.
He said,
he's already gotten two things for free.
He was a nice guy. Did he push his luck a little bit? Well, you know, I mean, that's, why not? What do you have to lose other than my time? He then wanted to know about the cord. Cord that plugs in the back of the TV.
Do me a favor, just mind your business, please.
The standard power cord?
Yes, the standard power cord. And I said, I believe we've transferred that to the new television. I mean, do people throw out the cord with their TV? Is that commonplace?
No, not that you now that you can take them off and use them for other things, the same cord that works for your TV will work for a computer monitor or another device. So, don't throw that away.
Isn't it on my new TV?
No, your new TV would have one.
It would have its own cord?
Yeah, you could, yeah. They're not, I mean, I don't know. I thought new TVs now, they're separate. So, yeah. I mean, hang on to all your cords, right?
Wait. What? So, I should have given him the cord. No, because I would have had to look for it. I would have had to call Rob go, hey, Rob, where's the old cord?
You should have just said there's this great thing. You go online. It's called Amazon.com. You can type in there.
Like $4.
Power cord for television.
I did say, I think they're available. I don't think they're very hard to get.
Your Joe handling skills are terrible.
I know.
Tell you when people ask for tickets and stuff.
Well, yeah.
And they're like, I'll buy them. And say, okay, I got my friend's, he's got a website. It's called StubHub.com. They're offering to buy them. Just cut out the middle, man.
This is so dumb. Yeah. But I swear to God, I don't know why I thought this. I think it was just because my goal was to make Joe go away. I was not to help Joe or to really think it through. So I think I just said, the old cord's on the new TV, which is transferring. And I wasn't thinking that the cord came with a new TV, and I didn't care if it came with a new TV, because I just wanted him to leave. And he didn't see, I don't think he liked that answer.
I said, get out of my house.
I'm not sure he was satisfied with the answer, but I said goodbye and I moved on, and I haven't seen Joe since.
Good.
Well, you could be on Facebook Live right now.
Why don't we bait him and put some more garbage out there and see if he wants it?
I hope that there's not a knock
broken
at the door.
There's a broken chair down here. Should I go put it outside?
Which chair? Oh, from there's upstairs?
In the back, yeah.
No, because it'll attract him.
No. And by the way, I pointed him at some other suburbs I thought would be good. Not because I don't want him here, but
better not be Berkeley.
I don't want my door knocked on anymore. Damn it. Okay, so.
Just don't answer the door.
Will you reference the butchery people on Orchard Lake Road?
It's a new advertising.
My coffee.
We're a disaster today.
Total disaster.
No, there's a new advertiser to the Red Shovel Network, and he's starting on ML Solo Detroit. New episode out, by the way, right now. You can subscribe wherever you want to hear any of your podcasts. Just go to mlsolodetroit.com. But the new sponsor, and a big thanks, I'll shout him out to Matt Jennings, who actually helped facilitate this. But it's butchery on Orchard Lake Road. And
here comes the meat wagon. Wee wee wee.
The name is The Butchery.
The Butchery. And I believe the website, see, man, I wasn't prepared for this either, but I believe it's in Sylvan Lake. So it might be The Butchery, Sylvan Lake, or just there's a great thing out there called Google. Just type it in there. Or you can call them 248-682-COWS. Website is thebutcherysl.com. 248-682.
We have the meat.
Cows. And what they're going to do, I've learned a lot about Chef Dave. He used to be a chef, I believe, at the Townsend, and then just said, I'm opening up my own butchery. All our pork is all from Michigan. They're all grass-fed, so it's really high-end stuff.
And, yeah, they just beat the meat to death like that.
And all this month, listeners, check this out. Chef Dave's going to give a free pound of bacon to anyone that spends $50 or more. Just tell them ML sent you or the Red Shovel Network and get a free pound of bacon when you spend $50. So I'm
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No.
And he listens to every show on the network. No Filter, LaDuff, Elric, and of course this one. So that's kind of cool. I'm just glad. It's always nice to have a new advertiser, especially one that, you know, we want to use. Yeah, exactly. I can't wait to go out there and buy some meat. Too. So
I
yeah.
Are my drops going up and down and up and down? Yes. What the hell is going on? So
why don't you, well, no, you can't reboot it.
Like some are loud, some are.
Maybe because it's so late in the day, it just gave up.
So, stadium tour, did you guys hear that it's rescheduled for July 10th?
Wait, what is?
The stadium tour, the Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison.
Wait, this year?
No, 2010. Or 2021. Jesus Christ, went back in time.
Total mess. No, I didn't know that. I didn't know they were starting to reschedule all this stuff.
Yeah, so that means if anybody had tickets and they want a refund, they have 30 days from the point of now, of course, from this announcement.
I wonder if people are starting to get the money back or if they're going to wait it out.
Well, some people are. Doug pointed out that he's got seventh row Stones tickets, so he's keeping those. I know.
Well, I think you and I both have Elton John tickets that we're going to get the money back because, you know, who knows what's going to happen next year.
Are we getting the money back, though? I don't know if she's handled it.
You had 30 days to decide.
Which reminds me.
What?
I have some other money that's out there for something, and it came up in my brain yesterday, and I was like, hey, somebody's Mick Jaggering around with $1,500. Because what the hell was it?
Can you say what it is?
I can, but I just can't remember what it was. But I was just picturing them just like, you know, just
like
lollygagging through some European city, just blowing cash at various retailers, having a big hell happy hour.
Just making tons of interest.
Just having a ball on my money, like Jagger is.
Was it an individual?
And Chris Illich. Well, Chris Illich has probably got it invested.
Yeah. That is amazing. Have they given out given up on the rest of the Tiger season? Have you gotten that money back?
No.
Really?
No, I haven't. And by the way, Major League Baseball is...
What a joke. Total joke.
I'm so... What's the word? I feel like I'm embarrassed for them in a way because... Okay, it's not a sports podcast. This isn't really a sports topic, though. The players apparently, the big debate has been, hey, we just get our prorated pay. We play 162 games a year, so if we play 81, we get 50% of our salary. If we play one game, we get one 162nd of our salary. Everybody follow?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it make sense,
except that there's no fans, there's no Cokes, there's no hot dogs, there's no... And
is that was that the player's fault, though?
No, it's not the player's fault. It's not the owner's fault.
Does that make sense?
Is there a contingency in the contract? I mean, if you get injured, you still get paid.
Yeah. Well, this is not a normal thing. This is a pretty unusual thing. So I don't think the owners are completely talking out of their ass when they didn't necessarily quickly agree to that.
I know, but it's an amazing... It's kind of a cartel, right? You have all these. It's a monopoly. Nobody else can have a major league team, and it makes money hand over fist every year. It just appreciates in value, and so there's one year where it might depreciate a little bit, so they want their labor to kick in.
Well, but you know, some people would also say, "Oh, those poor baseball players."
No, well, and there's the problem. You're talking about billionaires versus millionaires, and most people don't give a shit. They just want to watch baseball.
I mean, some of those billionaires are true entrepreneurs who built something from scratch, as Mike Illich did. Oh, this is Chris Illich.
So shouldn't they realize that sometimes you're going to take a loss?
Yeah, but they don't just lay down for people. I mean, that's not – people like that don't get to where they are because they just lay down for people. Okay. I think actually baseball owners and ownership of sports, I think they probably do not behave from a business standpoint the way they do in their other businesses, which made them the billions of dollars.
Of course allowed
them. This is more of a toy to them.
Because there's no competition. It just makes money.
But the baseball players, the poor players, and it's not to say that I'm on the owner's side or the player side. I'm embarrassed for all of them, really, honestly. The poor baseball players and the poor football players and the poor NBA players, they do have a union, which is kind of funny because I, you know, I was in the union. How long were you in the union? 2 years, 3 years?
Yeah.
Union never did anything for me.
Union.
Never did a thing for me. I paid dues, and actually, our union, we voted the union out. I didn't vote it out. I voted for it because I knew if the union lasted another 6 months, I would get $600 a month for life.
Well, I wish I would have known that at the time, but I didn't realize you didn't vote for it.
Yeah, I voted for it because I knew if it just hung on a little longer, I'd get something. If it didn't, I would have to get into AFTRA in some other occupation, or I'd have to change. Are there any radio stations in AFTRA in Detroit?
No.
I'd have to work on is TV in AFTRA? I think, aren't they?
I don't know.
AFTRA. Anyway, I would have to move to Los Angeles. I mean, I knew that if this doesn't pass and we don't last a couple more years in this thing, I get nothing for all the dues I paid in for the 4.5 years. So, anyway, I lost my ass. I mean, it was my ass, but I mean, it was a loser.
Give him his due!
So, anyway, and to compare, you know, when you think of unions, you don't think of people making on the bottom end. What's the lowest major league salary? $579,000? It's something. It's really high. I mean, it's a great salary.
It's, but, yeah, $563,000.
You, that's all you care about.
But, I mean,
$500,000.
They would have you believe, you know, that this is that all these things they talk about collective bargaining are just like a normal union. No, it's not a normal union. No, everyone's rich.
I don't understand why that union doesn't include the minor league baseball players who make would be nothing.
Nice. Yeah, no, that would be nice. And that shows you how sincere the brotherhood is because they all went through the minor leagues. They all made, you know, and by the way, there's a lawsuit, I believe, that a minor league baseball player who was in the minor leagues for a long time has, and the problem is getting people to join the suit, and they were trying to get, I think they were trying to get some big name players to join the suit too, who played in the minor leagues.
Yeah,
they say that on the basis of most normal labor arrangements, they were paid well below minimum wage for their entire minor league careers, and the fact is they are paid way below minimum wage because you got guys in single A making, you know, what, $1,500 a month? And they not only spend 8 hours a day in the sport, they then get in a bus and travel, you know, 3 hours.
A lot of times they live at some stranger's house.
Yeah, no, I mean, the hours that take up their life, it's
then
absolutely
you complain, and that's the end of your dream. Because they have no problem.
No, they can't say a word while they're doing it.
You about to lose your job.
So the idea that this is some this is brotherhood and it's not the same thing. It isn't at all. And in fact, the union on behalf of the football players and the basketball players specifically, and baseball, there's a lot of assumptions made that the revenue's this, the players get this. Football players, this is the big pie, this is the half pie.
Those unions, don't they make a little more sense because it is collective bargaining based on a percentage of what comes in, where baseball's not, though?
No, baseball's not, but that allows people like Bryce Harper to make $40 million a year.
Yeah,
baseball has a luxury tax, but it took forever to get that in, and baseball payrolls are insane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at some of the top payrolls. So the baseball player, I mean, to say that the baseball, they're being screwed! I just can't. I'm not able to absorb that. It just doesn't compute with me.
So they should just play for whatever the owners want to pay them? I mean,
why would they pay for? Would they never pay for what the owners want to pay them? They all make their minimum salaries $579,000. What are you talking about?
So what should they do this year then?
Well, the only point I was trying to make, and this is what is driving me crazy lately, is it seems like it's impossible to. I mean, there's just so much deep diving in all this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only point I was trying to make was that is it really that unreasonable for the owners to say, hey, this is a little fucking different, okay? There's no hot dogs. There's no fans. I mean, no fans. That's, in some cases, that's 40,000 people paying an average of $40 a night 81 times. That's a lot of money.
Hot dogs. You know I have irritable bowel syndrome, you racist.
So I don't think it was absolutely over the top just because an owner is a billionaire to say, hey, I want something, you know, give me something here for the fact that we're not going to have any crowds. And the player said no.
But you're also asking the players to do something different. I mean, quarantined.
Well,
so there's,
I mean, they're all in this together. They're all in it together.
Oh, yeah, right.
What do you mean?
Yeah. They're not all, well, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a common refrain.
No, I mean, the owners are screwed to a degree. The players are screwed to a degree. The difference is, the players only have X number of years. The sure. owners have their lives, however long their lives last. So the owners can just sit there and, you know, be complete assholes about it. But the owners caved, and they said, okay, we'll prorate it. We'll have a 60-game season starting blank. And the I don't know, why the fuck does it take so long to get here? But anyway, that's what they planned. And they presented it, and the players said, no, we want a 70-game season, and let's see, what else do they want? $50 million in postseason revenue, and they wanted $33 million from the beginning of the year to be forgiven, to not be counted. I think that's what it means. Did you read it?
Mm-mm.
So the owners were pissed. They're like, we just caved on the biggest thing there was. And so now I don't know how long it's going to take.
It's not. They're not going to play this year. There's no way.
Okay, here's the other thing. And this happens all the time, is this whole waiting game, this screwing around game, this, well, I don't know, we have to think about it. And, you know, this is like, it's sort of like the cops thing and getting things done. There's so much dicking around and so much, well, I don't know, let's just wait and see what, you know, they can't
I'm
wait.
I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting.
The season was supposed to start March 30th. There is a certain degree of, there's a need to hurry up. And
you know
and,
what the players should do? They should start their own league, just like Kyrie Irving wants the NBA players well, to do.
See, you know, it'd be a clusterfuck, but they could do it, just like the owners can play scabs, and anybody can do anything.
There's no way they'd be able to pull it off. The players, it's a lot of infrastructure is involved there.
Well, they'd have to hire people like the owners do to run all those things, and then I don't know.
And
I just have no
hire the scabs. Give me. I want. We'll get Tim Tebow in there. And we'll get what other athletes want to play sports? We'll get Johnny Manziel,
Michael Jordan.
Throw Doug Flutie out there.
Colin Kaepernick. He could be a starting pitcher because he was a quarterback.
Doug Flutie was a scab. He played in the short NFLs, the
87,
the replacement players. So
can
I don't know what are you guys
then too? That would be cool. Nice jersey. I'd like one.
I can't really, I'm not sure how anybody feels about this. Do you guys feel that the players are the ones, or the owners are the bad guys?
Well, listen, the owners are bad guys when it comes to the minor leagues, especially when you have a whole bunch of players like Sean Doolittle with Washington and David Price in L.A. who said, you know what, I guess we're going to pay the minor leaguers now. And so on that aspect, yeah, these billionaire assholes. But at the same time.
Wait a second. Hold on. Tell me to stop for a second. I haven't heard a lot of players who are so worried about the minor leaguers. I mean, I've heard David Price gave money, and there's a few other guys who put money up. But it doesn't seem to be a big point of bone of contention. It seems that they're more worried about the business of not being paid their normal share.
So they're 10
their share, not the minor leagues. I don't hear the minor leagues discussed hardly at all.
So here's the difference between Major League Baseball and the union. They're 10 games apart, 60 games versus 70. Same start date, the 19th. Players union wants to end 3 days later. So they agreed on the amount of postseason teams. Postseason ends pretty much agreed to. So they're really only off by looks like $250 million. Does that make sense? $1.48 billion is what the Major League Baseball says, and then the Players Association $1.73 billion, and then it's this the postseason player pool is $25 million. I don't know. I'm kind of inclined to think that the owners should just pony it up.
Well, maybe they will. I don't know. As I said initially, I'm embarrassed for all of them because I just feel there's so much money there. There's so much desire to watch baseball and to be a fan that I don't think either side has really worked that hard to make a deal.
No,
I think it's all about me.
They have had the most work stoppages, strikes, and a lockout than any other professional sports league. So it shouldn't come to any surprise.
And they've made as much money. No, they've made more money than any sports league. The players have.
Did you know the union proposed that the players will wear advertisements on their uniforms for all games for the first time ever to make more revenue? I mean, that's a concession, I suppose. It's good. That money's going straight
to the
side. I kind of am too, Brandon.
Strictly, well, to me, it's strictly because of inflation. What I mean by that is over the last decade, the last 10 years, player salaries have gone up 40%, which is nice. But the value of MLB franchises has gone up 300%. I mean, now we're looking at every single franchise being worth a billion or over. So that's the reason why the players are getting paid, is because the money, so much money is coming in. Now, do some of these owners have to bite the bullet maybe for a half a season and give these players what they want so they can give baseball to everybody in America? Yeah, that's what I personally think. You'll get back to it next year, and you're not going to go under because every single one of these owners is filthy rich.
Yeah, but that's, you know, generally with the whoever takes the risk and is the entrepreneur generally is the rich person when it works, and it works in baseball. I just thought that the owners gave them, and I'm not on the owner's side. I'm in my usual place. I'm not on anyone's side. Like I said, I'm embarrassed for all of them. I think it's pathetic, and it's pathetic that it's gone this far. I mean, there's no way they should be talking about this now, because they had decided they would have a season, how long ago, a month ago?
Mm-hmm.
So they've wasted, they've pissed away a month dicking around on this. But whatever. I mean, it's not going to break my heart. You know, it just means that I'll spend less time watching baseball.
It means we're going to need Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire to do some steroids in 2022. So baseball comes back.
I tell you, when was baseball more exciting than when everyone was on roids?
Exactly.
It was. It was a blast. Everyone loved it then.
Well, they were rallying back from 1994, so I mean they did have some momentum on their side.
I'm pretty sure that there's something going. I mean, come on, look at this.
They could shorten fences. They could do anything to make more home runs. You don't have to have steroids.
There is more home runs. There's more home runs. That's than what I mean. Here ever.
What is so different about baseball now?
Too many walks. Too many strikeouts. The ball doesn't get put in play enough.
It's been trending that way, and. I mean, you could move the mound back a foot, and it'd make a big difference. Make it 61 in feet, 6 inches, 62 feet. You can lower the mound like they did in 69.
Don't you feel there used to say 30 years ago there used to be a lot more just action in a game?
Yeah.
69. You know,
the ball would get put in play. You'd see players running. There'd be, you know, all kinds of...
And 33 steals.
All kinds of crazy things.
Well,
like that.
Strikeouts can be exciting, you know, when
That's
Justin Verlander strikes out 15 guys. It's exciting as a fan.
Yeah.
But when it's you know, every Tom, Dick, and Harry and every reliever strikes out one guy every inning or he's not a good reliever, that's why they lowered the mound in 1969. 1968.
69.
The American League leading batter hit 301. Carl Yastrzemski, 301. Tony Oliva hit 290, and I think Danny Cater hit 289.
And I don't know
third in the league at 289.
I don't know what you do to get the ball put in play more often. I don't know how you do it.
Lower the mound, move the mound back. I mean, I don't know what else you're going to do.
Is that going to stop walks too? Just play.
You can't make a pitcher throw strikes. You could.
No, but batters are a lot more patient.
You could say 3 balls is a walk. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do, but I'm just
put
saying
it on a tee.
Then you don't need a pitcher.
I know. That'd be exciting.
All right, so let's see. What else is going on out there? Because it's not a sports podcast, although that's not a sports topic. Well, we have... there's a lot of news today. What's the deal with Atlanta and the police? Are they... calling in sick, or are they not calling in sick? Because last night they said people, this is so amazing now, people monitoring the police radios.
Yeah.
And they said they're calling for zone 6 and nobody's answering. And they've asked 14 times in 12 minutes and nobody answers. And then when that got out, all of a sudden it was, no. We're all covered. There's no problem. And so I felt in the end, like with most news today, I don't really know what happened.
What do you mean you don't know what happened?
Because the mayor said Atlanta was covered. The people are upset. Morale. She actually said, morale's down, might be the understatement of the century.
The head of the Atlanta's police union confirmed Wednesday that officers from the Atlanta police departments in zones 3 and 6 walked off the job on Wednesday afternoon.
That was the first report, but immediately they said, oh, no, not the police. I mean, the city said, we're covered. Everything's fine.
Well,
who does the everything's fine drop?
Everything's fine, LT.
LT.
Do we ever play that anymore?
We can.
Brandon, we get many calls on the boner line, by the way, for drops?
I have like 78 calls that we got in the last 24 hours that I haven't been able to get to. So
I know
everything's fine.
I know how busy you are,
dude.
What?
I want to relinquish boner line. I'm serious. I think we should pass it along to somebody else and just let them do it for one week.
Saying, Brandon, first of all, I'm ragging you. Second of all, oh, those are great drops. That's LT on a speakerphone yelling at us.
Well, what can I do for you, man?
That's him picking up the speakerphone. To
LT!
Yell at us.
Yeah!
I love the way he just. So weird.
He's a time manager, man.
Somehow I cannot believe that I was in that conversation. It's so weird.
That was one of the more surprising pickups.
Very strange.
The unicorn was a very surprising one. OJ, anytime we've gotten OJ. The time we got Tiger Woods after he won the British Open was a huge surprise. You
know, that's a great topic, the weirdest pickups you ever had. Do we know where the Tiger Woods audio is? Has anyone ever found it? Is Dan Evans laid into that one?
That's a great question. It would have been 98, 99, I think.
You know what Dan Evans found?
What?
He found...
What?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
2011.
You can smell my fart.
I guarantee you there's some bodacious Mike Clark laughter in that one. And Gilbert, too.
Yeah.
So anyway, the blue flu, so today they
acknowledged. But I was going to say about that, didn't the city say we have enough police to cover it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't say that zone 3 and zone 6 are empty and no one's answering the calls.
So once again, the truth is there. It's just in between. Yes, some walked off or had the blue flu but nobody was answering
the radio.
Well,
so it sounded like it was kind of serious actually.
Pretty awful.
So anyway, did people not show up for work today?
I haven't seen anything today about it.
Okay.
Who are at the radio? Those are dispatch people. They're never in the field. Why would they walk off?
I don't know. They said that they said dispatch and patrolmen and patrol women.
We heard all about it on the radio.
But the dispatch people were asking for them. They just weren't getting any answer.
No answer. Yeah.
So anyway,
That's great.
I know.
Seriously though, who would want to apply to be a police officer in Atlanta when you know if something bad happens, you could get the death penalty?
I don't know why anybody would want to be a cop anywhere in this country right now, because you are completely vilified before you ever put the uniform on. There's so much pressure on them. I wonder about the last 3 weeks about being out there every night grappling with angry people. And I guess you could say it's their own fault, but is it really the people out there 7 nights in a row, you know, working their shift and then dealing with protesters, rioters, looters, you know, so on and so forth? That's a lot of pressure. And plus, every time somebody does something stupid, whether it's, you know, and some of it's not just stupid, it's like fireable. The guy that pulled the mask down, maced somebody. I mean, just really dumb fuck things. But you know, when you're talking about New York, it's 38,000 police. Multiply that by all the cities that had protests, and yeah, there's going to be some fuck-ups. And they're all on videotape, and they all get played a million times.
Well, I think people just want them held accountable.
I'm talking about being a cop and how shitty. I'm not saying that the cops are perfect and the people have nothing to complain about. I'm saying that to be a cop right now, you have to deal with the fact that you are a vilified person. And you will see plenty of people saying they hate cops. All cops are bastards. I don't see a lot of people standing up for the police right now. I really don't. And not to mention the fact, for all this malarkey you're involved in. Did I say malarkey again?
Yeah, you did, Biden.
For all this business that you're mixed up in, you have a shit paycheck. So I don't really know what the upside of being a cop is. It used to be
I never understood it.
But it used to be a very respected position that you know, people admired police. And now, you know, you're a racist asshole, power hungry big head. So as far as people walking off, that doesn't sound like it's enough police to decimate the police forces, but I mean, is that really surprising? And you know, the problem I would say is attracting new cops. And this female cop, I think it's real quiet.
Why? We talked about it ad nauseum for 3 weeks.
I like the cops. I apologize.
I was just wondering, though, if people who really want to serve and maybe want to make a difference, this is their opportunity at this point.
Yeah.
To change this a little bit.
Really? Would you like Joey to be a cop right now?
I don't believe that at all, because I believe that once somebody gets put in that position, that they're going to realize, holy shit, this is a little bit different than what I thought it was going to be. And, I mean, right now, who wants to engage with someone who's breaking the law? Because if they don't want to give you their driver's license 11 times, you better just let them go. Because if you engage them and take them to the ground, you're going to get filmed. And then ultimately, guess what? You're going to be in trouble and they're not going to get prosecuted.
You're still a public
and so
employee.
Going forward, why would you want to pull anybody over at all and try to look
because
at their
job?
Because it's their job. Okay.
It's a hard job. It's a motherfucking hard job.
I think I've always thought it was the most insane
job. It's a lot harder
than
it is now. Yeah. It's a lot harder now than it was.
But it's still
the job. Yeah, but you got people like Genesee County, the sheriff there.
Let me just get this straight. What are we arguing about? That it's fun to be a cop now, or that it's a good time to be a cop, or that it's a vilified person? I mean, do we not agree with that?
I don't think they're as vilified as you think they are. I mean, that's just an opinion thing.
I think it's split right down the middle like it always is, though, in this instance.
I think police are far more vilified than they used to be. I mean, I could go way back, or I go back a little ways.
Than they used to be, yeah, but there's still a tremendous
amount
of respect.
Cops are called racists. People who say, he's in my view, get him out of here, and cops actually get removed from a Starbucks. I mean, that... not so long ago,
that
would have never happened.
I think there's a lot of broad brushing of a lot of groups.
It's almost in a way like if you're getting in a lot of trouble at school and the teacher isn't handling it right, it's all the teacher's fault for your behavior.
Well, teaching is not exactly a place I would want to be either, but at least teachers are respected. You won't see somebody saying, oh, my God, there's a teacher in front of me, remove her. But police...
I used to not like seeing my teachers out, though.
Well, it's kind of weird.
Me.
Yeah.
Police, though...
Like an animal in the wild.
What do we think of when we think of police? Racism? Systemic racism?
I don't.
Well...
No, I don't either.
I don't either. But I'm just saying, to say that police are not in a difficult position from a respect and public relations standpoint, I mean...
Right now, yeah, they are.
Yeah, I just think it would be very difficult to be a policeman, especially when you're dealing with, and today the worst fucking thing happened. This is incredible to me. There's a guy that was hung who they said hung himself in California. His brother was killed by a sheriff's deputy today. So was that today?
It was either today or last night, yeah. Half brother, yeah.
And I'm not kidding you. Every interview I saw that insinuated that they were scared shitless of the police. I thought the guy, now I don't even know what the guy was doing, but supposedly they were investigating him or trying to pick him up for kidnapping.
Yeah, there's a kidnapping allegation too.
Is there anything to that?
I don't know. I honestly didn't even understand the story.
It was a very tricky story, but you know, it just seems that the people that we hold up and that we are most concerned about are not the people that we used to hold up and be concerned about. I mean, look at 800 cops have been injured in the last 3 weeks and a few of them been killed. And I couldn't tell you their names except for the pawn shop guy, David Dorn. And he doesn't, I mean, David Dorn, Rashard Brooks, David Dorn. I mean, nobody cares about David Dorn being dead. His family does. And I'm sure people in St. Louis do to some degree, but
I think if people know, I think they care.
Well, they know, but what do you see when you turn on your screen? You don't see David Dorn. You see Rashard Brooks. You see George Floyd. I just think it's a terrible time to be a cop. And
Was Dorn an active cop?
He was working for some businesses doing, I forgot the term they used.
Like security,
some
right?
Some kind of security. It wasn't exact. It wasn't called security, but what would happen is if something was askew at the pawn shop, an alarm went off, whatever, he would go down there. And so he went down there at 2 in the morning and people were looting the pawn shop and he tried to stop them or something, and you got shot in the head.
I was listening back to a couple episodes to log some stuff, and you were talking about, like, after the first weekend when the protests really started getting intense, you talk about the two federal officers who were shot outside. I don't know what building they were standing outside. It was a federal building. They were standing outside there. One was black, one was white, and they were both shot
in Oakland.
Yeah, in Oakland. And you were wondering, like, where's that story? Why isn't anything happened? And finally, they caught the guy pretty quick, and it's just been revealed, you know, who this person was. And now we have to learn another alt-right hate group called the Boogaloo Boys, which is a terrible name, by the way.
That's who was then? It was the Boogaloo Boys?
It was
Boys?
A member of the Boogaloo Boys, and then there were three.
Is there some dancing history to the terror group?
I don't know.
No, that's kind of a code word for over the internet for, you know, let's roll out.
Really?
And break some shit.
What, are you a member?
No, I've heard about him.
But honestly, even that cop, I couldn't tell you his name because it's not a big deal when a cop dies. It's just not. And the guys, I brought it up yesterday, and I don't really want to spend much time on this, but the guy in Buffalo, or the police that were run over by a car, and I mean, it was like a thump, thump run over. It wasn't just like, bang, guy goes flying, like when Biden's punching it. It was like under the car, thump, 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 and then two cops or two cars in New York ran over police. And I will honestly say this. I have heard more about the white-haired lady from Taylor who, was trying to nudge her way through the protesters. I've heard more about that story than I have about the police that were hit by cars. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. Now, Taylor's here, but still.
Have they released the information on what happened to those two guys?
No,
I don't know.
The last
I don't
story,
know.
The last
I don't
story
think anybody cares, honestly.
Old.
Oh, I think people would care.
But no, but not like the when in the old days when a cop was killed, it was, you know, giant funerals and police cars forever, and it would be all over the television, and it was, you know, you knew their names. This is just whatever.
Well, are they dead?
I don't know because it's not a big story.
Are they not releasing it? The information?
No. I don't think it's really pursued heavily. I don't think it's something. I mean, if you had a choice and you want to get clicks, would you do a story about Rashard Brooks, which I saw today, the videotape of him talking?
Come on. There's plenty of outlets there that would love to do that story.
Where are they?
Well, that's why I'm wondering. Have they not released the information on them or how they're doing?
Mark, a policeman, it's not a secret if a policeman is killed, critical, or whatever. You always can know. I just don't think
weird. I don't understand why even the local paper there would report on it. That makes no sense.
Well, the local paper probably
News.
Would. Ooh. But, you know, when you have a national series of protests.
But we can't even find a story in the local paper in Buffalo about it.
I don't think it's a high priority right now. And that's what has been so crazy for me is I feel like the media used to try and would claim to be entirely subjective and unbiased. And I feel like that desire to hold that position is not even in question anymore.
There's a media for the left and there's a media for the right.
Well, if that's the case, I'll accept that. But CNN doesn't say we're a media for the left. They say we're objective and blah, blah, blah.
And Fox says they're fair and balanced. I mean, yeah.
Well, I never thought Fox was fair and balanced. Fox is vilified quite a bit, too.
They present themselves. No,
yeah, but CNN would not tell you we're from the left. They wouldn't tell you that. They'd say we're balanced, and I think you'd find a lot of people would argue that CNN is fair and balanced. I don't know, you know what their slogan is. And I think ABC, NBC, and CBS would specifically, they would probably much more vociferously say that they are objective. And they would never cop to being right or left. And the complaints were so loud 10, 15 years ago, and I always thought it was, oh, God, people cry about the media. And people do. They love to blame the media for everything. But I think the media is far, far below what its prior standards were.
I think it's weird with these two officers in Buffalo. You can't even find any website that is covering it. So
the cops that were run over in New York? I bet you there's not a lot on them. I mean, seriously, the weird thing is you can look up a story like if you look up the Frank Biden story, for example, you'll probably find the Washington Examiner, You'll probably find a lot of right-leaning places that will do that story, and you'll find that people on the left, they don't even touch it. It's like when that Howard Stern video came up, CNN didn't do a story on it.
Well, they did when he responded.
When he responded, yeah. So you get his response. But since when did they wait for someone to respond? Did when Nicholas Sandman, when he smirked, did CNN wait? No, they didn't wait. They just did it. It's good clicks. And it's somebody wearing a MAGA hat. But Howard Stern is different. And I know a lot of it's funny whenever we talk about this. I go, oh, thanks for waking up, Drew. And it's not that I don't think people have biases. Of course they do. But I think there was a desire to at least try to act as if. But it's more subtle. A lot of it is what they cover, what they don't cover. And, you know, Howard Stern was a good example of that. Because if you saw the, actually the tweet, the video was to me the most, I would say it's the most triggering blackface video I've seen. And I've seen a lot of them. I mean, they're all dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think Ralph Northam and
see, he did a
Curtis
interview.
Blow. And
did you see Northam did an interview yesterday?
I did not.
On,
did he
NBC.
Moonwalk for anybody?
That's fine. Drew, I didn't even watch it, but I sped through it at one time speed to see if he ever stood up to even attempt to do the moonwalk.
But I have to tell you.
Was his wife there?
No, she wasn't. Well, she might have been. She's probably standing behind Greg Melvin, just like arms folded, like, no moonwalking.
The coverage of Biden's sexual assault, though, I didn't really object to the coverage. I thought that was probably how they all should be handled, is that you wait, you get more information, and maybe eventually you report on it. But that's not how the media does that type of story. If it's someone else.
No, they can't do that anymore, though. If you wait,
well, they did, but they did
then
for Joe
you're
Biden.
Old news.
But they did for Joe Biden. The right didn't. Fox News is all over that story. But and Judge Kavanaugh, nobody waited for Judge Kavanaugh. The gangbang girl and Michael Avenatti's, you know, claims were front page news immediately.
Did you see the update on the 75-year-old guy in Buffalo? Got pushed over.
I know he was in the hospital. Can't stand up.
He can't go home, according to his lawyer, because he's received death threats.
What? Well, he's a fucking conspirator. What are you talking about?
You got it.
Yep. He's an Antifa leader.
You know, it seems to me...
Because everybody's... You know, I've seen this a million times about it. He's been arrested 300 times! He's been arrested four times. Four times.
Someone says he's been arrested 300 times.
I've seen that so many places that, okay, yeah. He might not be Antifa, but he's constantly getting arrested. It's like, okay.
But
he can't go home. A 75-year-old guy can't go home.
Well, he can't walk.
Because of death threats. That's right. He can't stand up on his own. But once again, this is just coming from the lawyer, so people don't want to believe it.
Well, I believe it because generally anyone who ends up in the political mire on one side or the other, if it's controversial enough, and why getting knocked over is controversial, I can't imagine.
I think it became controversial when somebody tweeted something about it.
Well, that didn't help.
Yeah.
But why you'd want to kill him, honestly, you know,
people out there, man.
Most of these people that say, I'm going to kill you, I think they just think that's something, it's sport. Sure. It's sport to say it.
Yeah.
And it's really weird.
Yeah, and speaking of sports, you can get David Wells on Cameo for $125. He's a former Tiger pitcher. He got a no-hitter, or was it a
perfect
game with the New York Yankees?
Yeah, wasn't he wearing Babe Ruth's hat?
Speaking of the Yankees, Tino Martinez, one of the greatest designated hitters, on Cameo
Tino.
Right now for $200.
It's one of my favorite players ever. Not joking.
I thought I'd drop that in for you.
Brandon was so excited he was overmodulating wildly. Jesus Christ.
Well, I had to turn up. I had to turn
overmodulate up something besides Cameo.
I had to turn up that gain because the drops are all messed up. It's not as
I just need
either.
To be back in studio.
I know. Well, we're working on it.
I know. I'm listening to a lot of shows that are, I mean, even the TV news, a lot of the news are doing the same thing. And sometimes that sound, it's like that Skypey sound just creeps in. I don't know why, but I notice it on Kimmel a lot. Kimmel.
No, I never noticed on it. He has Cisco, which I thought was the best of the best.
Kimmel had last
the
night.
The rapper Cisco? Thong song? That's what I thought you meant at first, but you meant
Cisco. Oh, cool. Cisco. Thanks for reminding me.
Cisco system.
Yeah. No, Cisco WebEx.
Yeah.
Kimmel had this lady on, what was a clip of a lady who was at a city town hall meeting or something. And she was ranting for Trump and singing God Bless America. And she was, I don't even know, what was she, what did she want? I don't even remember.
She believes that we're being made into sex slaves because we have to wear the masks, and she will not be, she's a healthy American. She pointed to her, she had like a cardboard, you know, poster, and she pointed to each box.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Her freedom will not be suppressed, and she's an American, and she will not make, for some reason, she made that into a sex slave.
Hmm.
Forced to wear a mask. I don't know what that was about.
I don't
about,
think anybody but. Really could turn her into a sex slave. Did no, you see that really happen?
Did you read that story about people having tantrums about having to wear a mask in Oakland County?
Oh, yeah. People, I mean, that's been going on for a long time. But the guy that held up the plane for...
Oh, yeah. What an ass.
Got kicked up. A total asshole.
Like, there's no law. It's like, yeah, but they're a private company. They can make you wear a mask if they, that's what they want you to do.
Why don't they just
like they want you to wear a shirt.
Something that under influenza circumstances or in the event of flu season or whatever that airlines can do this? I mean, it would be so much easier if they just passed something.
Don't they say you have to wear a shirt?
Yes. Yeah. Right. And shoes.
Or shoes. Although people take their shoes
that's
off.
That's not really,
pants.
But that's not a, that doesn't become an issue. Masks are an issue. And
why though?
Well, for a lot of reasons. I mean, I don't really want to get into all that.
Because people don't want to be told what to do.
Yeah, people don't like being told what to do. And I think what happened was the coronavirus became even more political than it already was. And the whole thing is just so messy. But this guy was an asshole. And he, I think he's a, is he a Republican something or other? I mean, it turns out he's political. It's like, I'm watching the story going, oh my God, what a dick. And then the MAGA hat comes out, and I'm like, oh, God.
And then he speak.
Can't he just be an asshole in a mask? Does he have to be wearing a red hat?
MAGA.
Some of the rallies.
He did something. I don't know what he does, but that reminds me. Kimmel also had this guy on who was in line in Tulsa for the Trump rally. And that was that yesterday or was that taped from the day before?
Wait, in line?
For
he was in line to go to the rally.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He was fourth in line. He wasn't even first in line. There were other people in line, too.
I get it. I honestly, I'm not joking.
I don't get it. I don't get standing in line. Well, honestly, I wouldn't stand in line for anything for 4 days. Nothing.
No,
if the Beatles are reforming.
Isn't Tulsa, like, baking hot? I mean, it's probably, 91 here.
I agree with you, Drew. I wouldn't do that
there
either.
There isn't a politician I would stand in line for 5 minutes for. Not
course.
One.
I agree with that. But for a lot of people, he is, like, their rock star. There is a cult of personality there. So I understand. Well, I mean, I wouldn't do it. I don't think I would do it for anybody.
I'm sure
but
people,
you know,
I would
do it for actors and musicians, people they want to see. So.
I'm going to take a wild guess that people stood in line for an Obama appearance somewhere. Sure. Or Michelle Obama sold out all her shows to talk about the book that was coming out, which was truly one of the great cash grabs.
Why would you have to wait in line if you have a ticket?
I don't think they give tickets. I think they do. For the Trump rallies?
Yeah, because he always says, you know, there's a million people. There were a million ticket requests.
Is it festival seating on the...
Maybe that's
is there,
what it is.
Is there a...
general admission section?
What's the...
Standing room only?
No, is there a mosh pit?
That's right.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe once you get in the mosh pit.
I mean, I don't know. I guess that must be what it
I'm not joking. Like I said, if the Beatles are reforming, if John Lennon is being propped up and George Harrison is being brought out, I'd stay in line for a long time. But 4 days to see a politician, I don't care who it is. I don't care if you resurrect Abraham Lincoln. Not in a million fucking years. And I think most people
would
agree with me.
I'd stand for that.
Yeah,
I'd come in line for that.
I don't understand. That's a cult. If you want to stand in line for 4 days, then I think you're in a cult and you probably should... You probably should educate yourself and look in the mirror and do all the things that Jimmy Fallon did when he wore blackface.
You're in the cult, bro!
Understand.
I'm not mad at him. I mean, he can do whatever he wants. I don't know. How does he have 4 days free to do that? That's the other thing. I mean, it sounds silly to say that because there are people protesting night after night after night after night, And I guess coronavirus says, but a lot of people are back at work.
Working from line.
Are people still protesting, by the way?
Yeah, they were last night. I mean, it doesn't have the same fervor as
I mean, a lot of people? Past.
No, not as many.
Well, let's see. I'm going to take care of some stuff.
Yeah, we got
Is there a boner line? There is a boner line today? Yes. Zot4DealsNindy.com. Fired up! Because the community customers and the Zot Auto team are excited to be back at full strength to safely serve all your automotive needs. Everybody's back, and they've got all this, the social distancing. They can bring the car to you. They can bring it disinfected. They've got it down to science. Jim Bentley is back at work. He's moving wheels like the new 2020 Fusion. You can get it as low as $115 a month. You can get America's number one truck, a new 2020 Ford F-150 Supercrew XLT 4x4 as low as $125 a month. And let's not forget the all-new 2020 Ford Explorer is as little as $198 a month. Finally, if you prefer to own your next vehicle, Zot Ford is over $10,000 in rebates on tons of inventory. And speaking of inventory, you got to hurry because, as you know, the factory shutdown is inventory drying up quickly. That means your best selection is today. So get the party started at Zot Ford.
Did you see their
$10,000.
Ford's unveiling their, I think they call it the Co-Pilot, Co-Pilot 360. It's basically their version of hands-free, like Tesla does. You can just sit in the car.
Yeah.
Let the car drive.
I didn't see that.
Mustang. Yeah, they just announced it yesterday, which is pretty cool.
Ooh, I want that Mustang. Yeah. That Mustang's pretty hot.
Pretty sweet. They seem to be ahead of the bar in autonomous stuff.
Well, the Bronco thing was kind of a bummer for the Brown family.
I saw somebody was talking about...
Did you see that, Drew? Nicole Brown's family was
bad. So they're actually going to do this on July 9th?
So far.
It was announced.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't... I mean, really?
Does it really matter? That
Well, no. I, the only reason it matters...
I mean,
like, doesn't
matter.
It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
I could care less. But honestly, with, you know, we just saw the Juneteenth thing, which was, you know, he moved it. It was dumb. But I think it's dumb to do it on OJ's birthday. He killed two people. And you know what Nicole Brown's sisters were saying? It wasn't them. The person writing the article was mentioning that due to the prevalence of domestic violence in the relationship and the resulting murder, that maybe, you know, to not connect it to OJ would be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one
Fred?
Day.
Where's Fred?
Fortunately, people don't think about that aspect of the OJ Simpson situation. They just think of the murder.
Well, yeah, but I mean, murder's not too cool.
Oh, I know.
I would think, I mean, you have a 1 in 365 chance of having it on OJ's birthday. I think you wouldn't want to have it on his birthday.
Or it could be his acquittal, or it could be, you know, the chase, day of the chase. Or
okay, that, so that's 3 days.
The day of the murder.
Let's see. This is the day he robbed he was the armed robber in Las Vegas. There's the day he got out of that prison. There's probably no more than 9 or 10 days. It would even.
I was pissed off.
Way to monopolize the calendar, juice.
I think it's not charged. The problem is, it looks insensitive not to do it, not to move. It looks like who fucking cares?
So Mark and I were talking before the show about other famous vehicles belonging to killers.
Yeah, can you think of any?
Which was a fun rabbit hole.
Yeah, there was one we thought of right away.
Let's see.
Infamous cars or cars belonging to murderers.
Murderers or like, oh, well, Cunanan drove a bunch of cars.
Oh, we didn't even think about the Cunanan mobiles.
Yeah.
What did Cunanan have?
He stole that piece of shit red pickup truck from the gravedigger.
Yeah.
But he had, didn't he have a Mercedes? Didn't he take
Lee Miglin's wheels?
Pretty sweet Mercedes.
Poor Lee Miglin's family. God almighty. I mean, they thought their dad was just the most normal, super successful dude, and then they find out he's into BDSM with Andrew Cunanan. What the fuck?
If only he could have come out of the closet. Then he wouldn't have had to been with Cunanan.
I know if he'd survive. He said, yes, it's really crazy, but I am into dungeon sex with young men who I pay large sums of money.
Anyone want to get it on? Let's do it.
So what do you think John Wayne Gacy owned? Because my speculation was a Cadillac, like one of those big, gigantic DeVilles.
Gacy lived in one of those Chicago suburbs, would have like a Ford Torino or something. I could see him in a Ford Torino.
It's almost too perfect what it is.
Impala?
79 Oldsmobile Delta 88.
Yeah, that's a nice big car.
Yeah.
If you pick up a couple runaways, you got a lot of room.
A big trunk.
The obvious one you're missing is Ted Bundy's.
But I thought maybe a
clown
car.
Oh, the Volkswagen.
Car.
Yeah,
the
bug.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me mention Luke Nowacki, and you can call Luke if you want to come up with a financial plan, which you should have, and we all should have, but we don't because we put it off. Well, maybe you want to stop putting it off. Kind of like, you know, putting off refinancing your house, which I probably did 25 times and could have saved myself some money. But a lot of people are doing it, and they're very happy they did, and smart people do it. Just like smart people talk to professional people about how to best invest their money. I saw a funny consultation between a money manager and someone last night. I'll share that with you in a moment. But first, if you're thinking about how am I going to pay for my kids' college, I need a 529. I got to get some kind of a fund started. And maybe instead of everybody spoiling my kid with presents, they can put $50 in the fund and we can get something. You know, all kinds of things that maybe you could be thinking about in order to do the things and make sure certain things happen, like you don't outlive your money or your kids don't end up with $100,000 in college debt. Call Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748. Or email Luke at lnowacki at pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Reliance Associates Corporate, member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates Corporate, separately owned other areas of marketing names, product service reference here, are independent of Royal Alliance Associates. Okay, this girl on 90-day fiancé, other way.
Oh, where you go to that country?
Yeah, where the American goes to the other country. And
is this the fat white lady with the...
The guy in India?
Oh, no, I think...
No, oh, no, no, that's the fat blonde lady.
Yeah, with the Nigerian.
There's one with a Nigerian guy. Oh, my God, she is such a piece of work.
What a lovely couple.
There's another blonde lady who's like 52. She married this 26-year-old guy in... Was it Jordan?
Hmm.
Wait. Where was that? He was very Islamic. And... Her son, who's a real dick, kept saying, Mom, you're really independent. And, you know, women aren't really, they don't really have much to say over there about stuff. And she's like, oh, no, I'm so crazy about him. And, of course, what happens is she gets there and, you know, they're so in love.
Yeah.
And then she went out for coffee one day because he was 2 hours late because he's partying with his buddies. He's 26.
Did she not get permission?
No, she didn't get permission. And one of his friends saw her, and this was shameful, shameful to him, embarrassing to him. And that was sort of one of the building blocks to divorce. That was a big deal. Yeah, because she went out without an escort, without him, on her own. Obviously, she's a whore, you know, looking for action. And the funny thing is that her head was covered.
Is she Laura?
She was wearing a covering on her head.
Oh, like a hijab?
Yeah.
Is it Laura? Is that his?
That might be. That might be the one that married the guy. What's the guy's name?
Aladdin.
Oh, is that
no way.
Is that Cotter? Maybe.
Yeah, Cotter.
Ah, that's it. Yeah. Okay, Cotter. Cotter. Cotter.
K-A-T-A-R.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Mr. Cotter.
Anyway, so this girl, her name is Laura, I believe.
Yeah.
And Laura,
I can't believe
is,
his name's really Aladdin.
I know. Oh, my God. He was such a dick.
I loved that musical.
Actually, the reason they got divorced, she ran out of money.
Oh.
And she had sold everything, packed everything up, had a garage sale, all that shit, moved over there, and she had a chunk of money. So she was paying, I guess, half the rent, and she helped him with his store and all this bullshit. And then she said the minute she didn't have any money left to pay half the rent, he just said, bye.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's wearing the pants.
But she also had a vibrator, which
nice.
He really, really objected
what?
To.
What is this dude's problem, man?
He thought it was shameful.
Noodles.
It suggested that he was less than.
What do you?
That she would need a vibrator.
I was watching Rami, the show that you gave 3 minutes, gave a chance to it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to explain the plot line, but Mia Khalifa pops up. She's
oh, really?
In, yeah, the porn star's in there, so there's kind of a plot line with her. And she claimed on there, and I'm just basing it once again just on watching a TV show, that they have the most, like, porn downloads per capita in the Middle East.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Well,
How hypocritical.
One of my favorite things about watching 90 Day Fiancé is, especially with Other Way, where they're in the other country, you find out that, you know, being here right now, probably more than ever, but certainly of late, you know, you're told that, you know, we're such shitbags. You know, we're sexist, we're misogynist, we're racist. I mean, there's so many things about America that are constantly being pointed out as being horrible that, you know, you start, and plus, you know, social media and trolling and bullying and all the horrible things that are going on. When you see Americans in other countries and how they're treated, or just how they treat people in other countries, and you really kind of go, you know, we may have problems, but God, we're not that bad. I mean, especially sexism. Yeah. It's incredible. I mean, to think that American women complain. Trudy, why don't you spend a month? First, you're going to jail for 2 months so we can see your roots. Yes. And then we're sending you to Qatar for a couple months. And we'll see how much you like us when you get back.
Well, you saw who's going to...
What? I already like you. I'm not complaining about any of you.
You saw who's going to fix that, right? All the inequity, especially around the world, for women and their jobs.
You know what?
I feel like the story. Go ahead, Tree. Sorry.
I was always the rebellious of Clyde's five kids, and the more restrictive he tried to be, the worse it would be. So I probably would just, you know, it wouldn't work.
Bezos and Gates have teamed up to launch a 30 million gender equality contest.
No, Mackenzie Bezos and Melinda Gates.
That's right.
They're offering $30 million for the company that is the most forward moving in terms of female equity, how'd they put it?
They're giving out grants up to $10 million to organizations with the best proposals of driving forward gender equality. Which my idea was. Marry a really rich guy.
Yeah, and then offer lots of money for other people to actually achieve what you're saying women should achieve.
Exactly.
I know.
That's
a good strategy. It is so pathetic.
Bezos and Gates.
By the way, so this is Melinda's separate money from Bill Gates that she earned on her own?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Because
it's
a little bit sexist, in my opinion, to suggest that you earned that money and offer it to people who really have to bust their fucking ass to make something happen when you married somebody and just threw the money at it.
I wonder if you... So Jeff Bezos would have no idea about this. But if you ask Bill, like, hey, did you hear about this? Do you think he even knows? Or is she doing this?
Probably not. He'll probably read about it like we did.
Yeah. He probably
he'll probably figure, I just won't say anything.
I probably said, oh, yeah, she was yelling at me for something about that. I just said, yeah, go do whatever you need
to.
Yeah,
I heard her on the phone, and I heard $30 million, and I figured, $30 million's not going to hurt me, so whatever it is, I'll just let it go.
I asked if she needed some time away from the house, and she said, yeah, so I was all for it.
I mean, honestly, I read comments underneath it. Every single comment, this is not to say commenters are right, but, you know, when you see a certain thing said over and over and over, you know that there's probably a lot of people thinking this, which is not what you want. And all of them said the same thing you did. Yeah, just marry a rich guy. That's the way to move forward.
Did they?
How
common of me.
Well, they didn't all say it exactly that way. But anyway, 90 Day Fiancé, this girl is 61 years old.
Do you want to meet her? I have the video where you meet Laura.
Oh, sure. Let's meet Laura because she'll tell the story.
This could be really fun.
My name is Laura. I am 51 years old, originally from Toronto, Canada.
Say 51?
Yeah.
She's not. That's when they met.
32. But I am retired, and now I'm just kicking back in Florida. I live with my 21-year-old son, Liam. Liam and I.
Oh, that's a different girl.
This is a different one?
That's the one that met Aladdin. That's Aladdin's girl.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
That's not them, or that is them?
No, Cher's story is interesting, too. It wasn't the one I was going to bring up, but that's okay. Woo! Was that the wedding?
Basically, my life here in Florida is wonderful. I love it down here. But in 10 days, I am leaving everything and moving across the world to be with my fiance, Aladdin.
Aladdin, it's Aladdin. Wait a sec. Aladdin.
That music kind of freaks me out.
Really?
Well, I don't know.
Aladdin, the way, has got a lot of pictures
you've seen Homeland.
Of himself shirtless.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he thinks he's way hot.
Is a 30-year-old.
What a cougar.
Be honest.
My fiance Aladdin is a 29-year-old, and he is from Tunisia.
I thought he's 26.
But he works picture of him flexing as a personal fitness trainer.
Nice job.
I met Aladdin a year and a half ago on social media. This Tunisian man started chit-chatting with me, and I was just like, wow, he's gorgeous.
Yeah.
What is he looking at me for?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me see your six-pack.
Oh, six-pack.
Oh, God, they're doing FaceTime together.
I will say these Middle Eastern guys do like blonde American women.
But she's,
even if they're a lot older, they still are into them. I mean, I'm just saying.
She's like three times his size, too.
But she's blonde, and she's very American looking.
She needs to get up off your fat ass and lose some of that goddamn weight.
What happened to her story?
Long bond. Are you going to be removing more clothes?
Oh, yeah.
And after about a year, he said, would you be interested in coming over here and meeting me?
And giving me money.
I was extremely nervous.
He wasn't
the first
that
day
broke,
we met.
But
I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting.
So that's not the one you're talking about?
No, but well, you gonna play the rest?
That was it. That was the end.
Oh, that was the end?
We just meet her, yeah.
Okay. She went over there. Well, she's the one that she got married. Her son, of course, was so against it. You're leaving me. You're abandoning me.
God.
And how old is this kid? He's like 23 now, I think.
Dude, man, live it up. Mom's going to be gone for a while.
Well, I kind of felt like, can't mom be happy? Can you just hope that she's happy and be nice? But no, he couldn't do that. So he, of course, was laughing when she told him that, you know, he dumped me. She's like crying and he's laughing.
Oh, what a great kid.
I know. I told you so.
You, that's all you care about.
It was a big old I told you so.
What an asshole.
Yeah. And Aladdin was.
I hope she starts banging guys in the house right next to him.
They apparently had a lot of sex.
Tons of dudes.
I think this guy was really into her because they boned all the time. But the problem was he would, I think he was kind of a 1 minute man and didn't care about the rest, which is why she showed
the guy.
Him. That's when she showed him, you know, well, I don't really get, you don't really always get the job done. I mean, you get the job done for you, but for me. Well. So she shows him that that's why I got this. And he fucking lost it. He was so offended. So anyway, yeah, a lot of those cases. I mean, I don't need
his response was.
Hang on, let me just ask my boner. Oh yeah, he's fine with it.
I don't have to see the most sexist, misogynist people in the world to feel better about myself, but it makes me feel a little better.
Yeah, why not?
So this Laura, 61, she goes to India to marry Kutan. What's his fucking name?
Jafar.
Jafar?
No, not Jafar. It starts
tapping
with
a K. Aladdin.
Anyway, this guy, this is the funniest part. He's sending, she's 61. She's not even attractive 61, I wouldn't say. Kind of heavy set. She looks old. I mean, she looks every day of 61. And this guy is so into her. And he's got a six pack. I mean, a hellacious six pack. Huge muscles. He's a total stud. And this guy's like 25 or 26, I think. Well, she was young. She was like 56, 57. And I'm like, there's no way. When do you send the money? And it's over, you know, that kind of thing. Well, after about 2 years of contacting, they're getting ready to meet. And he says, you know what? I'm not really that guy. I'm this guy.
What?
He sends a picture of himself.
What?
And he's a very average looking dude. But he's like 29 at the time, I think.
Is his name Summit?
Summit, yeah, that's him. Okay. That's him. He's if you have a chance to see the pictures
of
Summit
picture
before
of
he was Summit, and so she's like, well, when I fell in love with the guy I was talking to, and I mean,
wait a sec, he's not that like.
No, Summit's too hot for her too.
Yeah.
Summit's 30, and he's an okay looking guy. I mean, the guy that was, you know, with a six pack is like, are you fucking kidding me? How can you even pretend that this guy's in love with you?
She's
but she
gross.
Did. I know. She's really, she's, like I said, she's every day of 61 and then some.
Like, she's probably gross when she was 21.
I would agree. But Summit loves her. And Summit was so worried about, you know, well, how do I tell her I'm not this guy with the six pack and all that? But so he tells her, he sends a picture. She's like, well, I fell in love with the person I was talking to, so I forgive you. And she goes to India.
Mm.
And he has an apartment. And he's like,
sure, it's a lovely apartment.
It was not the nicest. It wasn't that bad.
Does he work in a boiler room?
I think he might work in somewhere like that. So Summit says, my parents aren't too into this. He had actually brought her over previously and introduced her to his parents. And her parents were like, get this old ugly bitch out of here. Whoa. I mean, they were really like, no, you're not. Don't nice talk to this family. Lady. She's too old. She can't bear your children. Get the fuck out of here. And when the parents in India say that, it's like, oh, I got to get her the fuck out of here. I mean, honestly, that's his friends are all telling him, you can't be with her because your parents don't like her. I mean, they really honestly feel that way.
God.
And so she goes back and they stop talking. And then they start talking again. And they realize, oh, my God, we really are in love. And I don't care about my parents. Come on over. And she sells everything.
Cool.
What did she do? She made some move that really cost her a lot of money. Oh, she got her 401k money out.
She sold
everything she had, moved over there.
Oh, no.
So she's in this
apartment. Did they interview her son about that?
She has a daughter who's a lesbian who's married to a chick who is a lesbian.
Oh.
And
story.
The daughter is angry because he lied, because she would go, look at this, look at my boyfriend's six-pack. And she'd go, oh, there's no way it's that guy.
She's not going to be into him anyway, though.
No, but she just thought he was a liar, and then when he proved to be Sumit, then she's like, he's a total liar.
You lied to me.
You can't be with that guy. But no, they get this crummy apartment. She's there. They're so happy. They're boning up a storm for some reason.
Oh, really?
Yep. They're totally madly in love.
Oh.
And one night, Sumit says...
Oh, God. I can't believe my dick just barfed that much.
Oh, God. One day, Sumit says, I got to go home. My parents are really upset.
He's got to go home.
Yeah. So he goes home, and she's like, well, when are you coming back? And he goes, it's going to take a few days. I don't know. It's crazy.
Sex must not have been that good, huh?
He told them that, yeah, my job moved, and so I got to move like 2 hours away. And they're like, what, huh? And then, of course, they're like, well, we want to see your new place and, you know, all that. And he's like, so he has to go smooth things over with the parents. Well, she sees him like maybe a week later. And he's like, yeah, just stop by to see if you're doing okay. And he also gets on her ass about, you can't just go out for coffee and you can't just do stuff like that. That's what? Crazy.
Why?
I don't know. Don't ask me. That's just how it is. But she does it anyway and she doesn't care and he kind of accepts it. But... anyway, then he's like, I got to go back. I haven't got this smoothed over yet. So a couple days later.
This is going to be a great ending.
It's not Joe.
Uh-oh.
Not Joe looking for TV. It's Sumit and his father-in-law.
Oh, no.
He's in an arranged marriage.
Wait, so he's already married?
Yes. He's been married for 2.5 years.
What?
Oh, my God.
And he's there because the father-in-law is going to tell her, to get the fuck out of here. He's married to my daughter, and
that didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
How bizarre.
It didn't work out very well. And the next thing you know, his parents are there, and they're cursing him out and everything under the sun, and, you know, you got to get out of here, and blah, blah, blah. And the next thing you know, he's back with his wife, his arranged marriage, and she's just left sitting there, and he shows up one more time to kiss her goodbye before she flies back to America.
I kind of feel bad for her, although she's kind of an idiot.
So then, at that point, they're talking about jailing him, that he may have to go to jail, that she can charge him with adultery and, you know, abandonment and all this stuff. And she eventually decides not to do that, and she agrees to a divorce. But the father, the father says, you're paying me back for my daughter's wedding.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is $20,000. Which is like $5 billion
wait,
here.
Wait, who is that? Sumit or the
wife? Sumit's father-in-law says, okay. And his father says...
he probably paid a dowry, though. Right? The woman's dad?
No, he paid for the wedding, $20,000. That's all. I guess some of it went to them. I don't know what happened. I mean, they had a house. So she gets everything, and he has to pay $20,000.
Oh, man.
And his parents are like, absolutely, you pay them fucking back, you asshole.
I never thought I would feel bad for Jenny.
I tell you what, bitch, come join me. We get a crack rock, get a different look, and we can smoke all goddamn night and feel better by daybreak. But we're going to be some broke bitches.
Man, I felt bad for Jenny. She was really sweet. She's really a nice person. I truly believe she's in love with this guy. And can't explain it, but he is in love with her. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense.
It's a lovely apartment building. It's pretty cool how they dry their clothes on the railing outside. Everybody in the apartment.
Well, they haven't picked up a dryer yet. Was that audio from the show?
Will you do your best to walk us through what happened?
Oh, man, she's heartbroken.
It was actually sad when she had to go back to America. They were both bawling, and I wasn't crying, but I felt sorry for them.
The producers,
they are in love. I think they're truly in love.
It said the producers got a call from Jenny, and then they packed up and flew back to India, so it wasn't even part of the show.
It's really happening. No. That's what it felt like.
Yes.
Well, I think she was in danger.
Smith had just come here. He had been at his house. He had just come here in the morning.
Really?
And his phone started ringing. He looked at his phone. He's like, oh, you know, and he put his phone out. I said, what? Who's calling you? And he went out the door and he said, Jenny, lock the door.
Ooh.
I was thinking maybe his father was down there. They found us. That's what I was thinking. 2 minutes later, there was a knock on my door.
Knock, may I come in?
I opened it and there was a man standing there with Smith. And he said, hello, Jenny, how are you? Now?
Hello, Jenny. Nice to meet you. Is what they said.
I'm Smith's wife's father.
Oh, thanks for listening to the podcast.
He's married to my daughter for the last 2 years. He's married to my daughter.
He doesn't.
And I was like, huh? This is wild. Like how what? I mean, what?
What were you saying?
I would have said, your daughter must be gross.
And I'm just like, oh, my God. Like,
she ain't getting the job done.
That's what she should have said. I'm scared. Why did he marry somebody if he loved me? If he's telling me he loves me all these years, every single day, marry somebody else? How is it possible to do that? How do you do that?
I bet you're banging your roommate that was in the shower.
I swear to God.
His father-in-law is here, sitting on my couch.
It sounded like he had no choice.
He's telling me.
I mean, had no choice. He had to marry the girl.
We're calling Smith's family. Everybody's on their bed.
Does being a whore make you nervous?
I don't know what these people are going to come in here and do to me. They're going to be mad. They're going to be angry.
Right now?
And I think that I feel like they're going to go after me. And I said, what am I going to do? I got scared. I ran in my bedroom. Smith is out there trying to convince his father-in-law that nothing's going on. I was scared. I was scared. I didn't know how to feel. I didn't know what to do. I heard a crash in my living room. Mm. I jumped up and ran into my living room.
So, my man, I bust your ass wide open.
Including his wife. And his
mom, she was there?
Picked up his
shrine. Yeah, she came by too.
And threw it on the floor and broke it.
Yeah, they busted up their shrine.
I got one question for all of you. Who let the dogs out?
The whole family members, they were standing in a big circle in the living room. Smith was up against
the wall.
She
really knows how to tell a story.
He stands like this. His cousin was holding him back. And I said, Smith, I grabbed him.
So you your mama
back,
pussy?
I was trying to pull him into this bedroom. But his mom grabbed him. And his mom looked at me like, if looks could kill, I probably would have dropped dead at that moment. She was like,
you
wish. Like, you better get back. So I backed up. As far as I knew and from what I saw, she looked like she was going to hurt him bad. I was scared. I didn't know how to help him.
Okay.
Are you listening to yourself now?
They're threatening to put him in jail. They're threatening to put him in jail.
Wow, she really is concerned about him. That's nice.
They actually could put him in jail, I guess. I didn't understand it, but
complain against her too because she's living here with a married man, and I'm like,
yeah, she could have been in trouble too.
I didn't know he was married. So
are you guys laughing your ass off?
How can I get in trouble for it? You know, I just found out too. So how can I get in trouble for it?
Yeah, she's ugly. She's ugly to start with, and then when she cries, it's even worse.
Happened. They asked him, do you love Jenny? And he said, yes, I love Jenny. He said it to everybody.
Are you guys laughing your ass off?
That's what happened.
Wow.
Good story, quite well told.
His father-in-law, he filed a complaint to the police. And he took Smith's ID and his passport and everything, and he just took it all. And then they...
Nice family.
And they were leaving, and they took him. They took Smith.
That's how it works.
You messed up the wrong guy, okay?
And I haven't seen him
sense. I'm just here in this apartment, left here by myself, and I don't know what to do. I'm like, I'm in India by myself.
I hear you.
Without somebody, what do I do? What do I do? I'm scared.
Okay, so
the worst part truly is that I made some real friends here. I'm not sure if I'm ever going to see him again.
Two giant safety pins and a diaper for Jenny. Okay.
You messed up the wrong guy, okay?
You know what's strange is Sumit, and as upset as she was, 90 Day Fiancé was the reverse. They were the happiest people you could ever imagine. This was the best storyline they could even dream up.
That's why they're the headline. When you go to their YouTube channel, it's a picture of those two.
So they
start, TLC.
The funny thing is they start interviewing Sumit's friends.
Oh, really?
And his brothers. They all support the family. It's like, you can't embarrass your family like that. And, you know, because he's the oldest son. The oldest son is supposed to take care of the parents, you know, when they get older. And he's going to be off with Jenny, and they don't approve of Jenny, and blah, blah, blah. It's kind of fascinating, I have to say. I mean, that's so how they really feel. And his friends are telling him, she's too old.
Yeah.
She's just too old. Your parents will never like her, and it doesn't matter if you love her or not. She's too old.
And Sumit said,
are you guys laughing your ass off?
To his buddies.
And there's a bit of a religious disconnect, too. So, poor Jenny. This is
what
actually...
What religion is he?
He is... let's see.
It doesn't matter.
Hindu, I think. Anyway, so
more
this
like
is...
Ken don't, right? Huh?
This is what I was actually referencing in the Luke Nowacki spot an hour ago. She was talking to a financial advisor.
It's only 25 minutes ago.
To find out how far her $6,000 would go in India.
Oh.
And I'm like,
well, that's kind of fascinating.
You need to go to a financial advisor about $6,000?
Well, no. Well, she was trying to figure out how much it, like,
yeah, how many months
like, how, yeah,
they could survive on it. I mean, it was, I hope he didn't charge her a lot. I mean, she didn't have a lot of money.
Well,
I think 90 Day Fiancé may have picked it up.
It's responsible of her to do that.
I have to say, there are some eye-opening couples on there. And my favorite couple in the new season is this guy. Wait, let me think of his name because you can look him up. It's the new season. This guy is in Jordan, I think. And she is a black woman from Florida.
Yeah.
And she thinks she is so hot. And she dresses like the biggest whore.
Yeah.
I mean, she's trying to be an influencer. So, you know, hey, look at my titties from this angle. Look at my titties from that angle. Look at my ass. I got a big ass, just like you like. And she has all these guys filming her and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's Islamic.
Ooh, that's not going to work out.
That's not so cool. So anyway, but they're in love, so they can't help it.
Is it Brittany and Yazan?
Yes. And Yazan's sister lived upstairs from Brittany and her father. And Brittany was up visiting with her when she was talking to her brother Yazan. And she said that she was happened to be in the FaceTime picture.
Uh-huh.
And she said they saw each other and it was like, whammo! He thought she was smoking hot, and she thought he was so smoking hot. And so eventually she asked her, can I talk to your brother? And they fell in love.
She's not bad looking.
No, she's got braces, which is a bit of a problem. But she's not, okay, I admit that she's hot. She's not as hot as she thinks she is. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
And she is like she's a typical influencer her age. She doesn't wear any clothes, and she wants to put herself up on Instagram all the time looking super duper hot.
Mechanical engineering degree. But he's working with his dad at his fish market store.
Ooh, he works
he doesn't have billions or millions of dollars.
Oh, pause.
But I am.
She was dating an 84-year-old.
What?
Who had a lot of money.
What?
Yeah. And she decided when she met Kazam.
Kazam.
That money wasn't everything. That she was really in love, and that
starring Shaquille O'Neal,
and that he's a mechanical engineer, so he'll probably make money down the road anyway.
You wish.
But yeah, she
I like her attitude though. She falls in love with a guy. It doesn't matter what his makeup is, right?
Fat men, white men, old men, young men. Just long they got money and crack cocaine, I can have mine every day.
Well, she was dating all these guys that were like, you know, 65, 80, 85, 75, who gave her all this shit and gave her money, and she lived high in the hog, and she thought it was so
cool.
She's a
sugar baby.
Yeah. And then she realized that, oh, well, but I'm not in love with these guys. It's just all about the money, and then I can really meet someone I like.
So, I dated all these wealthy guys, but even though I was living the high life, deep down inside, I was really lonely. And then I met Yazan. It's a little different with Yazan because he's actually younger than I am. He's also Muslim and he lives in Amman, Jordan. He recently graduated from college. He has his mechanical engineering degree, but he's working with his dad at his fish market store. He doesn't have billions or millions of dollars, but I am super, super in love with him. I was visiting my family in Chicago.
Are you really? She's not.
Yezin's sister actually lived upstairs for my sister.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
She would video call her family back in Jordan every day.
Slut.
One day, I came in the room, and when I looked at the screen, her brother was looking back at me, and we both were just, like, floor dropped. We were so attracted to each other at the first moment we laid eyes on each other. Yazan is the sweetest. He's so supportive, and he's so loving and very protective.
Yeah, after very about 4 protective. Weeks, very.
Yazan actually sent me money to get a plane ticket to come see him. A week after I arrived,
they don't have
in Jordan,
a lot of money either.
Yazan proposed to me, and I was like, yes. So I decided I was going to move to Jordan to be with my love.
You about to lose your job.
That's one little problem, though.
What?
She's married.
What?
Yeah. She,
how old's that guy? Married.
I think he's a lot older. But she hasn't.
What?
Yeah, I know the divorce is just.
Anybody at all in any way?
No. Well, the producers of the show did. Because they got two home runs, man.
So here's my favorite future clip they showed for the upcoming season is she's in Jordan and they're going to meet his parents and she is wearing like this thing with her tits just splayed out. And he's like, you cannot do that.
What?
And he's trying to wrap this like sweater around her like a, you know, like a sweater to her neck.
Yeah.
And then he's showing her the hijab and of course she thinks it's just bullshit.
Wow.
But I'm like, wait a second. Did you do any homework? Did you even check into how this would work out, that you would be with an Islamic person whose family is paramount
to him? She saw him, and they fell in love. She just was too attracted.
There were snail trails on my chair. Like, no one should have sat in that chair after me. It was damp.
There was another girl who fell in love with this guy in, I think it was Jordan, too. And she had tattoos. And let me tell you, women cannot have tattoos over there. You can't. Or they think you are like the skeeviest, sluttiest, scummiest. So, Trudy, we're sending you over the Middle East for a couple months. If you get out of hand.
What did he use to put that tattoo on your butt? A needle or a paintbrush?
Actually, Trudy doesn't have any tattoos, so I guess you do well over there. They would love you. I'm telling you, Trudy, they would love you. There would be Middle Eastern men would be fighting
there
for you.
Go, Trudy.
I promise you that. They love American women.
He loved me.
Is that a full hijab country or is it just a scarf country?
You would have to wear a hijab in the country that the one with the tattoos was. And she pulled up her sleeves in the bar, which revealed a tattoo.
Whoa.
And he immediately grabbed her sleeve and pulled it back down. And then he got in a fight with the guy next to him, like literally a fight, because the guy was talking about her tattoos to his friends. Like, hey, that girl has tattoos. Can you believe that girl has tattoos? And he says, you stop talking about my girl.
Oh, my God.
They were going outside to fight, and I think somebody broke it up, but oh, my God.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy. So you're pretty lucky, nice Trudy, life. To have guys like us over here.
I am. I know.
If you don't love it, leave it. USA, number one.
So
My favorite is that turd. What's that turd's name? Colt. Remember the one that was with
Colt? Oh, yeah. Colty.
He's got a brand new Brazilian now.
He does. And she is hot. I mean, hotter than Larissa, in my opinion.
How does she get along with his mom?
She doesn't know his mom yet. Oh. She's an au pair, and he went to Chicago to see her, and she revealed on the... Did you watch this, Brandon?
No, but it was the first thing that pops up when you Google 90 Day Fiancé, because that guy was just a total load.
Well, how does he look now? Is he still a load?
He's working out, but he's actually
pictured... Man, you're looking good. You've been working out?
He is pictured on the beach taking his shirt off, and I got to say, he is the most disgusting 35-year-old guy.
I don't know if you've been working out or what, but your body's looking good.
Oh, my God.
Does he need male
shape.
Breast reduction surgery?
Yes.
Because Dr. Roche can give that to him.
He does need that. In fact, why don't you enlighten us on Dr.
Segue.
Roche, Trudy? That's important. But first, let me enlighten you, because I don't think I even talked about the fine folks at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com.
You did. I mean, you can talk about them again.
Wait, didn't I talk about Ford?
No, you did Zot right out of the gate.
But I do two of them.
Remember?
About Jeeps.
Oh, I have to talk about Ford.
You did
That's
Ford
right.
At hour 15 and 39 seconds.
Okay, Ford's done. So Dr. Roche's and, okay, and Manscaped is all that's left,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Manscaped.com,
yeah.
Promo code Drew, 20% off with free shipping at Manscaped.com.
And there's a boner line.
Dr. Roche, I have to tell you something. This is great. Dr. Roche will love this. Did you guys see all the to-do over, what's her name? Trump's, the Shblondy that works for
Kellyanne Conway. Yeah.
Okay, Kellyanne Conway was giving interviews today, and all everybody was saying was, what did she have done?
Yeah.
Because she looks pretty good.
She looks, I have to tell you, I think she looks really good. I mean,
me too.
Well, she just looked, I think people thought she looked different. I didn't really notice the major difference.
She looks younger. She looks substantially
younger. Why you look different?
I mean, you don't see... Kellyanne Conway is, she's in her 50s, and she's an attractive woman, but, you know, she's got what people her age have, wrinkles and, you know, just the normal stuff. Well, anyway, they went to, first of all, she's getting so much shit. I don't know if you guys
you
saw
look like a fucking bitch on heat.
People are just reaming her ass online.
Why?
Because she had surgery. I don't know. I mean, I'm
don't
like,
look at me!
Because she's Kellyanne Conway. That's why. I mean, it's just something to rag Kellyanne Conway for. But they had a plastic surgeon, I think it was on Inside Edition.
I saw that, yeah.
And he said, you know, I think she's got Botox and fillers.
Yeah.
I don't think she had any surgery. And so, honestly, when you look at the two pictures, you go, oh, my God, Botox and fillers did that? Because, and Botox and fillers, they do that. I mean, if you're going to, I would say, like, if you're going to a class reunion or something and you want to look good, Botox and fillers, I mean, is there any way you can more quickly make yourself look younger, Trudy? I don't know that there is.
Well, there's Morpheus 8. Remember I told you guys about that? It's radio frequency.
Yes.
And, and microneedling. And with PRP and stem cells
Morpheus.
And stuff like that, yeah, you can resurface that shit. So.
Amen.
Morpheus.
I think maybe she
the
got
Botox,
something like that.
It does. It freezes wrinkles. It forces them not to be there. I'm not exactly sure how it does. It freezes the muscle or something. And the fillers, you know, there are all those places where, you know, whether it's a pump smile it wrinkles or whatever, when they put those fillers in, they're just poof, gone.
This is Kelly.
Pumps it up underneath.
Hoo-ah.
Great.
And Dr. Rush wants you to get the summer bod that you deserve with a breast lift procedures that perk things up top, look amazing in everything you wear, especially if you're bikini and a hot day like this. And June could be busting out all over if you get saline breast implants. For the month of June, $3,500 at Dr. Roche's office. Also, evolve to trim, tighten, and tone. And for Father's Day, like I said, you can get male breast reductions. Mm. Tighten up your dad bod a little bit and 360 lipo for around the middle.
Colty.
All of that. Yeah. 248-3.
These big boobs.
Sorry. Say it again. 248.
248-338-1110 at Dr. Roche's office. You can do teleconferences still, too. So if you're not sure you want to go in, you can still do it by phone. Or now I can do Zoom with people, too, I believe they said.
Cool.
And you can also go online and look at all the procedures in advance, too. DRROCHE.com. Plus, Globs, they sell that, too. Right there, it's Hope. It's HGH.
All righty. So, Mark, what's the girl that went to the Middle East to be with Kazam?
Was it Jenny? No.
No, not Jenny.
I don't know. I already forgot.
Who? She is pretty, but honest to God, this whole business of her in a Muslim country is just so ridiculous.
Good luck with that.
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
So, breaking news with Mort Krim.
Go ahead, Brandon. Handle it.
So, Imagine Theaters, which is a fantastic theater that you can pre-buy your tickets if you want to be responsible moviegoer.
Ugh.
Imagine Theater has postponed their Juneteenth film festival for charity after the state has threatened criminal charges.
Really? Yeah. So they're going after the protesters too, huh? They're going to charge the protesters?
Oh. Wait, what did the protesters do?
They were in large crowds.
Oh.
Well, this is indoors, so I don't think
These people are going to be three seats apart. I mean, who would you be more concerned about with coronavirus? The people at the Juneteenth Film Festival or the people at protests? And I'm not picking the people at protests. I'm just pointing out the hypocrisy.
You love Glantz, Paul Glantz.
Yeah, my main man, Paul Glantz, who's a badass in every way, shape, and form. He's coming out and, let's see, the hypocrisy of our governor's order is unfathomable in magnitude. Strip clubs are open, massage parlors are open, and yet there is an alleged science and data to support the continued closure of movie theaters. It's okay to walk arm in arm with folks in Highland Park for a photo op in violation of social distancing guidelines.
Yeah, that was
we allegedly pose a threat to the life and safety of our guests. If there is anything more arbitrary and what is that word, Mark?
Capricious.
No, I've never heard of that word before arbitrary, in my life and government behavior. Yeah. I certainly haven't experienced it in my lifetime. Paul Glantz is pissed off. Paul Glantz is a badass.
Yep.
Paul Glantz should have us do the next commercial instead of Jay Towers.
Yeah, let's do that.
You know what? I really, really did not think they would bother film festival.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, it's for Juneteenth.
Yeah.
It's for the United Negro College Fund. And it just looks ridiculous. She was in a protest. She was in a large group of people. And, you know,
she was also working at Lafayette Coney Island today. Did you see that?
Today. She was at the Coney today.
She was working. Really? Yeah. She had a mask and gloves. She was working.
I think she's pushing her luck a little bit, to be honest.
Are you sure? Because all I've seen is big praise for her because the latest models say that there's absolutely no COVID in Michigan anymore and anywhere else.
Michigan's doing great.
If there's no COVID in Michigan, then what happened when all this protests were going on?
You know, there's another story.
See, how did that work? How could there be all those protests, and yet we couldn't have a barber cutting hair, we couldn't have people protesting the stay-at-home thing in East Lansing, or in Lansing, at the state capitol? Remember the people with guns and Confederate flags who were so terrible because they were not socially distancing? But when it's a protest, nobody says anything. She protests.
The Wall Street Journal had a big story today about the data shows no uptick from transmission in the protests, which would mean being outside is a huge and being in the sun is a huge factor.
I don't think if the protests
saying what the data says.
No, I'm fine with that, but it doesn't matter. Nobody cared when people protested in huge numbers in every city across America. And if you didn't care about that, if that wasn't that upsetting, then how can a person in every third seat in a theater matter?
Well, I guess the difference would be that they're inside and not in the sun.
They're inside. They're all wearing masks. It's disinfected. And by the way, if the people in Branson at the pool party were so horrible, then how can, and I'm not picking on the protesters. I'm just pointing out the hypocrisy of all this. It's ridiculous. And if the numbers haven't gone up, the protest started 3 weeks ago. So picking on people now is silly. In fact, University of Michigan football players, it's not football players. Two Michigan athletes have tested positive for coronavirus. They are practicing for
student
football
athletes.
Season.
Yeah, there's not going to be.
If you can play if amateur student athletes can play football and nobody's worried about it and people getting coronavirus like they are at Alabama and Auburn and Iowa, then how can you tell me that I can't do what I want to do?
What do you want to do?
You don't do anything.
What do you want to do? You can do it.
I want to decide for myself what I want to do or what I don't want to do. I'm not a baby! As I pointed out, I can take care of myself. But when you say that, you know, the protesters, that's important. So I understand. So I'm not going to say anything about that. And they can not wear masks. They can yell and scream and have bodily fluids flying out of their mouth or fluids, rather, not bodily fluids. and so on, and they can grapple with police and all that, and nobody is worried about it, then how can you, I mean, how does someone decide whether something's important enough to break the rules? In that case, they decided that that's important enough and they can break the rules. Even though we told you that it would kill you or kill your family or kill your kids or kill your grandparents if you gathered in groups of 10. So, I don't know. I got to tell you, when I saw these, and I thought college football would play this year because there's just too much money involved.
I don't think they're going to play.
Well, they're practicing. I mean, if they can practice and get coronavirus and keep practicing, then it can't be that bad. Not for them. They're 20 years old. They're healthy.
How big of practices are they having?
Oh, I have no idea. But I wouldn't even think they'd be practicing if it were that big a concern for them.
So they're voluntary workouts, and they tend to
They're not voluntary, because if they didn't show up, they would lose their position on the team. They'd be in trouble if they didn't show up. They call it voluntary, but everyone goes.
So they're voluntary workouts in small groups. I mean, what's going to happen when you have all 100 and how many are on a team now? 110?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think they need to worry about it, because honestly, one thing we have definitely learned is that coronavirus is terrible if you're old, if you're compromised, if you're in assisted living, if you're in a retirement home. And guess what? We did a terrible job of protecting those people, because that's where our effort should have been. Instead of saying, those of you, you know, healthy 30-year-olds going to work, no, stay at home, keep the kids at home. Those weren't the people. It was the older people, the infirm, the people who are compromised. Those are the people we should have been emphasizing all the time. And that doesn't mean you can't spread it to someone like that. But
they weren't certain of that, though.
Oh, they absolutely knew. They knew that people who are compromised.
So why'd they do it?
They said people who are older.
So why'd they do it?
Why'd they do what?
Why'd they shut everything down then?
Because they were paranoid. Because they were playing it safe. And I'm not saying
that. We'll never know how many lives were saved, if thousands. We don't know.
I don't even want to argue about it. It doesn't matter. It's already over. But you can't say that, yeah, you can get giant crowds and scream and not wear masks, but for this cause, or for this reason, because that's really important, we know that, but whatever you're doing is not important, so fuck you. You can't. Who decides that? I mean, that's where. It's the same thing with the masks are a problem, too, because now, how do you tell someone they have to wear a mask? I mean, it's not, people are going to brush back against it. They're going to say, well, it's not that a guy in a store or a guy in an airplane, he didn't decide that people could protest or they could do this or they could do that. But he's saying, I can decide for myself just like they can.
Yeah, he can go protest. He can walk on the street.
Yeah, he can protest, but he can't get on the plane.
Yeah, because the airline doesn't wants people to wear them.
But
he doesn't have to fly. He doesn't have a right to fly.
Well, no, no. Not only that, he will be on a no-fly list, unlike people who open emergency doors to jump out at 30,000 feet who are not on a no-fly list.
So they have a government no-fly list if you don't wear a mask?
They do.
They do? They have a government list. I
don't know if it's a government list, but the airlines said they are doing it.
They would put people, yeah.
You know, but that's the airlines doing it. It's not the government.
No, but the government told us what we could and couldn't do, and then all of a sudden they didn't care.
People did it anyway.
No, people did not gather in groups of thousands except for one group. And I'm not coming down on that group. I'm just saying, if you didn't come down on them, then you can't come down on me when I do what I do and I decide what's important. You don't decide what's important for me to have freedom.
Like what?
What do you mean, like what?
Well, what freedom? I mean, what do you want to do that?
It doesn't matter what I want to do. You can't tell somebody they can do that, and I can't.
I know, but a store can say you're not coming in here.
Store can do whatever they want.
So can an airline.
I'm not arguing. I'm not saying they can't. I'm just saying you're going to have a lot of arguments over this, because people are saying you can't tell one group you can do this, and it's not a concern in the world. But you guys, stay the fuck at home. Don't you dare go to work. Don't you leave the house. Don't you gather in groups of 10, or you're going to kill people. And then not really. You know, not for this, because this is important. How do you judge what's important? It's either going to kill you or it's not. As it turns out, George Floyd ended coronavirus, because there's not even, do we have any more coronavirus in Michigan than we did?
No, Michigan's one of three states that's actually doing really well.
Well, that's pretty amazing because
it's not a big drop. Now, if you want to look at Arizona or Texas or Florida or Alabama, it's a much different story.
Well, to show you how political it gets and has gotten now, contact tracers in New York are not allowed to ask people if they were at protests. How stupid is that?
Where's that from?
It's from where do you want it to be from? No, it's from all over the place.
Are you saying beating it didn't happen? Cat to death or what? What's going on with Spike? Is he all right?
That is very stupid.
I'll send it to you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, that's all
no,
right.
Go ahead, Brandon. His...
No, I'm just curious. I thought the cat, he sounds awfully hurt.
He's getting his medicine. He doesn't like it.
Oh, he's getting poked?
Yeah, he's getting poked. His diabetes.
De Blasio tells contact.
Who cares about what De Blasio says?
De Blasio tells COVID contact track tracers not to ask positive cases if they've attended BLM protests.
That's dumb.
Yeah, but he's a Democrat, and that's his.
What does Cuomo say?
I don't know what Cuomo says, but Cuomo was the most fervent about not. He screamed at the people who got together for the Blue Angels. He screamed at anybody who gathered. And now, if New York does have problems, they're not going to blame it on the protests. They're going to say I guess we opened up too soon. I guess too many people, and you didn't know what to do.
Too many contact tracers we have here in Michigan. We have well over 1,000, and they say
that's cool.
They're able to trace 100% of new COVID infections in 48 hours. I didn't know that we were doing that well with contact tracing.
Yeah, tracers are supposed to, as those who test positive, recall contacts and individuals who may have been exposed. I mean, you would think that there's
dumb.
So much videotape of so many people.
The idea
I don't
of
know
contact
how you
tracing
even
is
start.
To trace back everybody they've been in contact with. So that's wrong if they're doing that.
Does anybody know what happened to the, as far as the shooting in West Bloomfield, have they gotten to the bottom of what happened?
No. The guy shows up, comes home from work, and gets shot and died. And then they pulled over.
Oh, the guy that...
I thought that's what it was.
I didn't know. I thought the homeowner called 911, and he was shot, and he killed someone. But I didn't know he was dead. So he died.
Well, let me look it up and make sure I'm right.
And the 37-year-old suspect died in the garage, and they said he had no reason to be there whatsoever. The 47-year-old suspect was caught in his Dodge Charger.
Yeah, and he was
Punch
shot.
It!
Yeah.
Damn right.
And you know, along those lines.
Okay,
just,
so the homeowner got home from work and was shot. Is that what happened then?
I didn't know that part of the story. I just heard the homeowner called 911 and they found the 37-year-old dead in his garage and they arrested the 47-year-old. But I never even heard if the homeowner lived.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I think.
Hey, here's another good one. I can't wait till this is over so I just don't even have to see these stories. Because honestly, if you turn on the news, it's nothing but stories like this.
Turn off the news.
And it's like,
yeah.
Well, I mean.
Go for a walk with Joe.
Yeah, go trash picking with your new friend Joe.
Joe gave me 15 minutes, so I can't knock Joe. Joe was very friendly.
No, somebody on the Facebook Live said that Joe was talking about you on his podcast.
Oh, was he? I hope so.
I just thought, no, probably not. But that I thought it was fun, absurd.
Where is it? Okay, I can't find it, but I remember what the story was. The University of Florida is now, the president of the university is telling the students they cannot chant Gator Bait at football games.
Why?
Because Gator Bait reportedly, and when I say reportedly, I mean reportedly, because they're not exactly sure, but people are claiming that Gator Bait is referring to white people using black babies to attract alligators in order to kill them and use their skin for belts and things like that.
That was a thing?
No.
Yeah, I know. And apparently it was a thing to use black babies. How did they get the black babies to do this? I mean, this is one of those things where I go, you know, first of all, it sounds really weird. I'm amazed that this existed, if indeed it did. But I'd like to know when it existed. Who the fuck did that? And how did they do it? I mean, it's horrific, if indeed it is true. But I mean,
why would you go to the trouble of using babies when you can use chickens? Or small dogs.
I don't know. Maybe do alligators like black babies? I'm really confused.
No independent confirmation of that.
I know coyotes like babies. Yeah, I'm sure alligators would like babies. But who are these white guys using black babies?
Late 1800s, early 1900s.
Yeah, this one here, I'm seeing a Washington Times headline from June 3rd, 1908.
Wow.
Yeah, that says, Bates alligators with pickaninnies.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. There was a Washington Times back in 1908?
Hmm. Well, let's see. What's the oldest newspaper? There's an older paper than that. In fact, you know, I was watching, again, this is not that I'm looking for these stories. Today, I don't even know what I was, might have been Inside Edition again, which is a great show always.
It's the best news show around.
I think it was them, did a story on Beverly Johnson.
I love Inside Edition.
The supermodel?
I didn't see that story, that part.
She is angry because she says that the management...
My wife thinks Inside Edition is... Oh, yeah.
the management and the ownership in fashion modeling and just the whole... The structure, besides the models, that it is not inclusive and that it's very... I think she was bitching more about women, that they cheat... Well, I don't know if that doesn't make sense, though, because women do have a stake in modeling. I mean, the editor of Vogue magazine was getting a lot of shit because she's not inclusive enough. And she was not really pushing back, but some people were pushing back for her. She didn't invite Beverly Johnson to the 100th anniversary of Vogue magazine, and Beverly Johnson was the first black woman on the cover of Vogue magazine.
She should be happy she didn't have to go to that.
But that was in 1992, so they've been around since 1882. But and then this other guy, the other example was a black man who said that he was let go because he was too old, too heavy, and too uncool. I know. And, you know, these stories just spin round and round and round, you know, and Aunt Jemima and on and on. It's like, wow. I mean, they just keep on coming, and they're all just embarrassing and stupid and unfortunate and racist and everything in between.
Gator bait story. It's fucking crazy.
It is crazy, but here's my question about it.
I would have never,
by the way. If no one knows about it, why do you have to, now you have to bring it up and now it becomes, to tell you the truth, nobody, if you would have asked, the entire population, I guarantee you would get less than 0.1% that would know.
You know what's really funny about that is
chickens.
What?
Isn't gator bait today just chickens?
I have no idea what gator bait is. I knew nothing about it. And, you know, there's a video online, and I'm not going to play it on the show because it was – I don't really know what the point was. But they were asking black people about blackface. And when they asked the white people about it, they were outraged. And honestly, they had no comprehension whatsoever. Every now and then a person would say, well, in minstrel shows – you know, anyway, they got to the black people who really didn't give a shit. And when they were asking them about minstrel shows, have you ever seen a minstrel show? And they didn't know what they were talking about. They were like, what are you talking about? Fuck, I don't know.
Okay, boomer.
Uh-huh. Don't okay boomer me. It was
I'm not okay boomering you. I'm okay boomering the person who was trying to ask them about minstrel show.
No, that person was like 25, 27, and I don't know. I wasn't really sure what the point was. I think the point was that white people are angrier about blackface than black people. And we saw that with Ralph Northam because they were doing polls on should he resign? And white people were, yes, absolutely. And black people, I think it was about 50-50, if that.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, again, you know, a lot of people, a lot of outrage. And University of Florida today it was like they were apologizing. It was like, oh, my God, you've got to be the most racist school in history. I'm going to take Evan's degree away. I'm taking my brother Jeff's degree away. He went to Jefferson Slave University.
Did you say they had to change their logo? They did change the logo again. Because of the sword.
By the way, people were saying that was bullshit. But anyway, that's beside the point. Florida University also is no longer going to use inmates to do labor, which for, I guess, quite a while. The University of Florida has saved anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million a year by using inmates to do labor in various projects. And a lot of them had to do with agriculture. And
is that safe?
People, what's that?
Is that really safe? Should you really?
You mean because they'll get away?
Oh, yeah. Or, you know, rape a student or kill someone or.
Isn't this an opportunity for prisoners to shave time off or earn money or get out of the prison?
No, they don't get paid because, this might sound really weird.
What good of a job are they doing then?
But prisoners cost the federal government. In fact, the prison budget in Michigan is just disgusting. It's a huge, huge chunk of what we spend in this state. I think it's $2 billion a year to incarcerate people. So I thought, you know, wasn't that kind of nice if you can get prisoners to maybe earn just a tiny bit of the cost of what they do? And I think Florida paid the prison, but I don't think the prisons paid the workers. So I think because of the because some of the work was agricultural, there was this thing where they were calling it slave labor. Oh, and so the University of Florida said they will no longer accept inmate labor. They didn't call it slave labor, but they said no more inmate labor. So that will cost the taxpayers of Florida, I don't know what, but
don't they make license plates in prison? Isn't that virtually the same thing?
Have you ever seen an inmate making a license plate?
No. Wouldn't you think only in the movies.
Wouldn't you think there would be video of inmates just furiously making license plates? Mm. And by the way, how fucking much time does it take to make license plates for the entire country?
How many license plates do we need?
No, not that many.
You get a new one, what, every 10 years?
I think they could do a lot more. In fact, I think I may have mentioned this, that on Locked Up Abroad, I saw those Japanese prisoners, and they marched every day to work. And if they weren't marching, they would pull them out of the line and throw them in solitary. They marched and marched and marched. As soon as they got to work, they worked 8 straight hours, hard, good hard labor, put in a good day's work, went back to jail, and thought about how fucking miserable they were because they committed a crime, and they had to fucking march to and from work and work for 8 hours. And the guy in Locked Up Abroad said that the recidivism rate was very low there because nobody wanted to go back to prison. So I guess it had its effect.
All right. They should be able to keep their inmates. I'm on your side now.
We could do a heck of a lot better at incarcerating people and what we do with them. I think, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe a lot of people have heroin and all these great drugs, and you know, maybe that's good for some people. But oh, by the way, Beverly Johnson, when they did the story today, the reporter called her the Jackie Robinson of fashion.
Okay.
Oh.
She was trying to, you know, she's trying to give her a great compliment because she was the first black face on Vogue magazine, which is a big deal. It was a big deal. But Jackie Robinson was not cheered. He was not beloved. Yeah. Jackie Robinson was terrorized for good 2, 3, 4 years when he broke into Major League Baseball, and the fans vilified him too. So to call Beverly Johnson the Jackie Robinson fan,
it's just the term.
But who's going to complain?
It's like saying the Michael Jordan of something.
Michael Jordan of water balloon fights?
Yeah.
And she's only 5'9", too. She's not that special.
I tell you what, she looks pretty good, man. I saw her picture today, and I was like, God, she's beautiful. And she's 67 years old, and I'm sure she has all the best products and, you know, all the money can buy, but damn, she looked good.
There's a petition to keep the Gator Bait chant going at Florida. 6,000 people.
Racist!
To which my point is, why don't they just do it? I mean, do they need to be led? Do they need to be...
Oh, what, are they going to arrest them for yelling Gator Bait?
Well, no, I know.
Arrest the students. They're going to kick them out of school.
Can't they just do the cheer anyway?
They'll probably lay down some really insane threat to make them stop. But I got to tell you, I'm really wondering who complained. Who's the person that said, this Gator Bait chant is just so triggering? Because I don't know anyone who knows what that is.
Yeah. Probably one of their 185-year-old students who just remember it from back in the day.
I mean, I'm kind of glad they did because I'm learning this fascinating story. I'm just kind of amazed by it.
Okay, did you guys see that Pam Anderson is naked again to promote
gross
some vegan bags or something?
Great, cool, whatever.
And
vegan bags?
That's basically her nickname now, vegan bag. vegan bag.
And not that Pam Anderson isn't, I mean, she's very pretty. She's 52, but
still?
Why? I don't know. I just feel like, I don't care. She can do whatever she wants.
Isn't she another one that just needs to go away?
Yeah, she could probably stand to go away. If she has to be naked to get attention at 52,
yeah.
Isn't that sort of...
I think we're going to see her nude like well into her 80s.
Oh, God.
We will.
That goodbye half.
I need to charge her for assault then.
I have to declare the goodbye half to be the most narcissistic, ridiculous two words that have ever been spoken in order to honor someone who just died.
Yeah.
She's on Instagram saying goodbye half. On Instagram?
Yeah,
and she's Instagram whispering, yeah. And she's got her makeup running all down her face. Really? I don't buy it.
She was torn up about it.
Paulina Porizkova is also been topless recently, and she dressed up like Britney Spears in a Catholic school outfit. Is Paulina Porizkova, is she dying
it.
For attention?
She's losing it, man.
She's 55. You know, I realize that she's a beautiful woman, and she was, of course, one of the great supermodels, but why are these women feeling like they have to? Is there some other way she can get attention?
No, she missed out all those years being sexy when she was stuck with Rick Ocasek.
And she found out that he didn't leave her any money.
She's exactly. She's suing. She's doing anything she can because he didn't leave her crap. In fact, yesterday's story on Paulina Porizkova was that she really, really wanted to have a gay son. And it's just every day she has to come out and say something to be relevant or maybe to get some... 6 days ago,
clicks.
She was...
I'm glad you brought that up, but what was her explanation for that? I'm just out of curiosity. Why did she really wish she had a gay son? Did she say? Do you know?
Why would someone even pick up that story? Is that what she had to say to get a click?
I imagine it was in a long-form interview, which I don't know why they were interviewing her, but I just didn't know what her justification was.
It was just in a post, because it's Pride Month, and so she needed to make a statement. And but
when did she have kids?
When did she have kids? Yeah. Isn't that the 80s or something like that? Let's see.
Yeah, 90s, I think, or late 80s.
Okay, yeah. They have two kids, Jonathan and Oliver, 26 and 22. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, they're well more 90s. They're well more accepted today. But, when she had the kid, would she have known that a lot of gay people were vilified for a long fucking time? It was tough.
She said, being a mom of two sons, I secretly hoped for a gay son. Well, maybe not so secretly. My 16-year-old had to break it to me gently. He said, Mom, I don't think I'm gay.
What a stupid moment. I don't believe that happened.
I don't either.
I don't believe that.
It's just, forensic scientist.
This desire, this constant need for attention seems to be a disease right now.
A lot of bullshit you got to break through to get some attention, man.
Kim Kardashian got this deal with Spotify to do a podcast. Mm-hmm. It's exclusive. It's only on Spotify. I'm sure it's a lot of money. I haven't heard a money figure, though. Anyone heard a money figure?
Nope.
I mean, it's good for podcasting, so that's fine with me.
By the way, I looked again. Joe Biden is totally pod faded. He still hasn't done one in like 3 months.
Hey, have you heard this this sort of reigning... this reigning idea.
Don Lemon has a podcast now.
Oh, good. I'm sure that's very popular.
Apparently having a primetime show isn't enough.
You know, I was really surprised to see who the leading shows are on cable news, by the way.
Who are they?
Well, it's who they weren't that surprised me, I guess. Tucker Carlson was number one, which I did not think he would be number one. He's also getting boycotted by certain advertisers. Sean Hannity was number two. Fox News has far more viewers than CNN
I believe it.
And MSNBC.
Yeah.
But kind of like more than they have combined, which seems, I don't know, a surprise. Not totally, but...
Not surprised at all.
Rachel Maddow was tied for seventh, and she had 455,000 viewers a week. Now, that's... Yeah. That sounds like a lot of people. That's three times what the podcast has, and she's on MSNBC in every country.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you have thought she had more viewers?
Not really, no.
Anderson Cooper, about the same.
Yeah. Ooh, I believe
that must burn him up.
I don't know. It's weird. I think Anderson Cooper just signed a new contract. Anderson Cooper gets a lot of publicity. He's viewed very favorably.
I don't think his ratings matter. As far as how his, I mean, aside from his opinion stuff, I think he actually does a really good job doing what he does. Don Lemon's a fucking joke. Maddow's terrible too. Aside from opinions, I just mean how they do their show and how they talk. I think he does a pretty good job.
Yeah.
I liked him better when Tucker he was a too. Reporter.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think he's that bad.
I thought he really busted his ass when he was a reporter.
Who was he a reporter for?
I assume it was CNN. I just remember for the longest time, he was on Channel 1 when I was a kid. And then I seen him bouncing around all over different, I don't know what networks, but he would, whenever there was a big story, he would be there. For example, I remember the big old oil spill every single day. He was there type of stuff. And I just thought I gave him a little bit of credit for being a rich, wealthy kid. His mom was worth gajillions. And he still went ahead and put an effort into a career. And I give him props for that. But I haven't really gotten too much into his show since he's been on CNN.
I don't think he's terribly interesting, to be honest. First of all, I could tell you what he's going to say every time there's a topic because he's so predictable. But a lot of those guys are, and I guess that's their job. But as far as being...
I think he does great on when he does a 60 Minutes piece.
Well, that's the thing about 60 Minutes. I would think you would have to be someone who was a draw to be on 60 Minutes, and it seems like he's not a draw.
Really? Are people going there to see, I don't know, I don't even know, Scott Pelley?
Well, their correspondents have been very good. I mean, they've always had great correspondents.
I think it's more the subject of the story.
Well, assuming that they all do the same job. I mean, if I had to see anyone do a 60 Minutes story, it'd be Mike Wallace every time because Mike Wallace is so good on his feet. Yeah. But
he went to Michigan.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of Stahl, though. You know,
Leslie.
I'll take Pelley over Stahl any day.
She's always amazed at the most simplest things in the world.
Yeah, she gets pretty excited.
Leslie, put a sock in it.
I don't know if it was her that did the autonomous truck story, but she was just blown away at a truck driving itself. It's like, you're doing the story on it. Why are you so surprised?
Hey, what's going on in the autonomous zone? Speaking of autonomous.
You mean in Seattle?
Have they literally given them that ground? I just thought it'd be weird to live there.
The police chief came out and she said, no, police are not barred from entering there. So that was the only headline.
Are they allowed to be in their building?
I don't know.
Probably not, but you know what? I think they're probably going to let...
I haven't looked recently. So.
They're going to let them diffuse it a little bit, you know? I mean, does that kind of make sense?
What?
Diffuse the anger, let people work some stuff out.
Well,
rather than direct confrontation and riots and burning and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's like a kid having a tantrum. You just ignore it. I'm looking at
that people live there and they shouldn't have to present ID to go to their apartment or their, and there's businesses in there too.
Aren't most of the people who live there kind of the same mind? Isn't it kind of
it's a hippie commune? Yeah. I'm looking at them right now. It looks like they're having a blast. Very sunny.
Are there bubbles?
No, Bubble Guy is not out there. Brandon and I were having a blast watching Bubble Guy the other day, just blowing bubbles.
I bet they're bongos.
The
they're like, got to be bongos.
Let's see, is there audio attached to this? No, they don't.
There wasn't when I looked at it.
Hey, did
it sounds like kind of a riot out there, like in a good way.
It's like a bunch of hippies, man. There's a guy with a suit on. What's he doing in there?
If they weren't providing security and they weren't barring people from entering, I don't think it's just, it's a prime piece of real estate, six blocks. And I didn't, because people used to occupy places in the 60s and the 70s. Remember all the college buildings that people would occupy?
Yeah.
But it was about 24 hours. And then said, okay, get the fuck out of here. But I think they just, the police chief, by the way, is not happy. The police chief was pissed. And she said, it was not my decision to vacate the precinct. That's that's where police are these days. Anyway, did anybody see Kim Kardashian? Did you read anything about Kim Kardashian's podcast specifically?
No.
Just that it's going to be a crime podcast. So I'm not sure if it's going to be true crime or if it's just going to be on her efforts to you know, fix the prison system.
It is kind of working
with the Innocence Project. So
it's a criminal justice reform podcast, but it sounds to me like, and I don't know if this is like a permanent thing or she's doing one season. It's mostly
boring.
I'd love to see the Venn diagram of people that follow her on Instagram and people that are interested in criminal justice reform. Do you think there's much crossover there?
I would love to find out. Well, we'll see how the show does. I don't think it's going to be like, well, honestly, the TV show, I think, has about 800,000 people watching it now. It used to have 2 million at one time, but it's still, you know, if advertisers pay money to be in it, it makes a lot of money, and they pay them a lot of money. But I cannot imagine 800,000 people listening to this podcast. I can't even imagine 100,000, but I don't know. She's Kim Kardashian. She's got a nice voice. She's attractive. They'll probably do a
video version. Isn't her voice kind of vocal fry?
Yeah.
Does she?
Yeah.
Well,
she invented it, probably.
The show.
She fucked Ray J and Ash fame.
The show is about Kevin Keith, who's been on death row since 1994. By the way, in the course of reading about Kevin Keith and watching a story on TV about Kim's podcast, because I wanted to see how much money they were paying, I was just curious. I heard them say that she's getting ready to take the bar exam. And I was like, really? How does that work? I mean, that seems so weird. She didn't go to college. She didn't go to law school. But are a lot of people doing that?
You can in California.
She did independent studies.
Yeah, there's like 5 states. You don't need a degree.
I wonder how many attorneys have done that.
Oh, that's a great question.
I wonder if they have to reveal that to their clients.
That's an even better question, actually. Yeah.
So I figured, wow, this Kevin Keith story must be a great story. And I'm reading this true crime, I guess it's like a blog, and they were talking about their shows that they're doing for the upcoming season. And they mentioned Kevin. They said, oh, one of the big cause celebs is Kevin Keith. And they said they had decided to pass on Kevin Keith. And I was like, well, why is Kim Kardashian doing this? So anyway, I look up Kevin Keith. And he's been on death row since 1994. And I read a story that was, they had interviewed Quanita and Quentin Reeves. They are two witnesses that helped put Kevin Keith in prison and on death row. They were shot by Kevin Keith, or so they say. Now, Kim Kardashian says none of this happened. She said it's not him. They said Kim Kardashian wants publicity, or she wants to look good, because we have no idea why anyone would think that this is a cause celeb.
So she's the first one to take up this case?
She's been working on this. She's been talking about this case for a while, because claiming that he was it was a bad ID, that due to racism and other issues that he was, they nailed him and they used some bad evidence and la-di-da. I don't think there's DNA, maybe.
La-di-da.
I don't know. Honestly,
what the DA said?
If you read the story from the two kids that were there, they're
graduated now, from Kim's university. The la-di-da guy.
Yeah. La-di-da you.
Quanita and Quentin Reeves are now adults. They're now, 29 and 31. They were 4 and 6 years old when they said Kevin Keith knocked on the door, and they knew who he was. They were a little bit afraid of him, and it turns out their cousin...
Knock, may I come in?
Their much older cousin had snitched on Kevin Keith. He was in a... Kevin Keith was part of a drug ring. And their older cousin had snitched on him, and he was not happy about it. So he came over. Their other cousin, who was watching them, who was, I think, 19 or 20 or something, she was Kevin Keith's ex-girlfriend. There were two other adults in the home. He knocked on the door. Quanita answered the door. She said he had no mask, no gloves. It was just Kevin Keith. He had a bag over his shoulder. And he said he had laundry or, you know, something to that, which I didn't really understand that part. But it turned out he had a gun in the bag. It wasn't laundry. So she said she was scared, and that she came in and started talking to her cousin, her female cousin, who was his ex-girlfriend, and started badgering her about where her brother was, the snitch, and that he kept asking for water and then another glass of water and another glass of water. And the feeling was this, something is very weird here. I mean, it was enough to say that she and her brother Quentin were scared. So then he tells everyone to get on the ground, And he shot Quentin and Quanita in the stomach multiple times. In fact, one of them, they both have had parts of their intestines removed. One of them has no feeling on the left side of their body, and the other one, I think, is relatively healthy. The ex-girlfriend and the two other adults that were there were both murdered, and I think Kevin Keith got in a... There was kind of a... He shot somebody, I think, who came in the house after through a window. I mean, it's a very complex story, but the bottom line is, if you think that Quanita Reeves and Quentin Reeves are telling the truth, then... You got your man. If you don't, then, you know, he's on death row needlessly. I think he's now not, I don't think he's on death row now. I think he's in life in prison. For some reason, they commuted it just like, just shut up about this. We'll just commute it and make it life. And Kim Kardashian, for whatever. I want to read more about it, though, because I'm thinking, how is she going to do a whole season on this?
The thing that I keep reading is that Quanita Reeves has already said first that it wasn't Kevin Keith, that it was some other dude.
Yeah.
And then she changed her story. So that's what the whole thing seems to be about. It also says that there was a witness named Amy Gimmets who pointed the finger at Kevin Keith as well. And it turns out Amy Gimmets is a person who doesn't exist or something. So I don't know the story either. I guess I'll take a look at it over the weekend.
Well,
Kim Kardashian will get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. Quanita Reeves. Yeah, maybe I must have been reading the previous testimony or something because, I didn't know anything about it. I thought,
I'm reading a very, very pro Kevin Keith, donate to him and get him out of here, amnesty.
Plenty of that. I mean, that's it's hard to read about it because you have to sort of weed between or just kind of, you know, make your way between all the different. It's a cause celeb, but I didn't know Quanita Reeves had changed her story, so. I just thought, you know, she's doing this. I'll see what it's about, and that's about it. But the people, and again, this is probably a pro Quanita Reeves presentation. They were very confident about, and I think the prosecutor was not. Of course, prosecutors never cave in, even after the fact. They'll say, "Well, I might rearrest him because I want to be right." Anyway, Brandon, we haven't done the boner line, have we?
No.
Let's do that on the way out. Why don't you just hit the outro and we'll end the outro with the boner line. Yeah. Brought to you by Manscaped.
I gotta go bone up for my interview with David Coverdale tomorrow.
Oh,
you're talking to him tomorrow?
Well, yeah.
Oh, you're doing it on wheels.
Yeah. It was cool. So early that I just figured we could do it.
Nice.
Unless you still want to.
Well, no, I didn't really want to get up and do it.
Okay.
I want to talk to him if he could come anywhere near our zone, but that's okay. If you get him on wheels, that's great. I think it'd be fun to talk to.
I did hear he's kind of a bitch, so that's why I'm like worried about it.
And tell him that. That's your first question.
Well,
say, hey, I don't know where this reputation comes from.
All I can say is you better get some good stuff about Pager! Because what was the band with him and Page? Or is that just Coverdale
firm.
Page?
Firm, yeah.
No, the firm's Paul Rogers and Page. David Coverdale Page? Didn't Coverdale Page have an album?
Oh, you know what? That's my first question then. Pager! I didn't know that, so thanks, Drew.
Yeah, it was just called Coverdale Page.
Just say, David, it's so cool to talk to you. Pager! I need to know about Pager!
You know what, though? That was Jimmy Page trying to make Robert Plant jealous, because wasn't David Coverdale kind of a, you know, Robert Plant wannabe?
Yeah, I
and
think
with
that's
all the golden
what,
hair and stuff.
And people call him David Cover Version. Because they sounded like he was trying to sound like Zeppelin, I think. Was that the thing? But
they
had big hits. I mean, they did very well.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Well, I got a lot of good stuff then. Thanks.
Yeah. You know what? If I think of anything, I'll text it over. And we're on wheels. Cool. WLOZ, Saturday morning from 7 to 9, and Sunday morning 7 to 9. This very show, some highlights from the week on 106.7 WLOZ. Manscaped, get 20% off and free shipping with the code Drew at manscaped.com. They got that great charger and that the dock. People love the dock.
Hey, bye. Drew, Mark, Brandon, Trudy.
Hello, cutie pie.
Hey, Drew, sorry about your dogs. I used to drive by the Red Shovel Network.
Stop friggin' following me.
Get my daughter to school, and she'd always get excited when she saw the puppies in the door. We miss them.
Drew, sorry about Mags, Layla,
and Bella.
Who the fuck is that?
I was the one who mistakenly called your dog Bella instead of Layla.
You don't know shit.
My apologies. My neighbor's dog's name is Bella.
That's the only excuse we'd accept.
So I'm sitting here in my garage having a few beers, and you guys bring up Juneteenth. I never knew that was a holiday. I never knew that was a thing.
You know what? I'm not so sure about that. I'll go find more information about it.
I'm all for it being a federal holiday. June 19th happens to be my birthday.
I don't care.
I'm 34 years old. I never knew this was a thing until like 6 years ago. My parents were raised in Detroit. They never knew anything about this either.
They don't know enough about it.
Make Juneteenth a federal holiday. It's my birthday. Hell yeah.
You, that's all you care about.
They need to change the way that police officers approach people.
Hey, I'm a police officer.
There need to be a law where they have to tell you their name.
I'm Detective John Kimball.
They have to tell you why they pulled you over immediately.
First, I would like to just get to know you.
They need to get rid of the field sobriety test.
Get it?
They have a breathalyzer. Don't embarrass people outside their car by giving them stupid field sobriety tests.
Thanks for the tip.
Drew, I can no longer share this planet with society anymore. Why is Paris Jackson not canceled for being a rich white girl pretending to be black?
When they see Paris, they always think Debbie. But that could easily be my father's genes, you know?
I just called a second ago demanding the cancellation of Paris Jackson. I just wanted to say that I'm sorry. I have since learned a lot, and I was also on Ambien. So again, I'm sorry, Paris Jackson.
You about to lose your job.
Yeah.
Serious issue, Shallow Thought. Am I still allowed to like the song Conquistador by Rocco Harum? I love that song. Is that song canceled?
I guess that's a hate crime, right?
Turn off the radio!
I was thinking about Drew's fantastic idea regarding voting, castrations, and possible sex partners and marriages.
I had that idea like 3 days ago.
If you throw that in with the general elections, imagine the voter turnout.
Oh, I think we have a vote coming in.
I don't vote with my vagina.
I have some insignificant trivia about the Vince Lombardi rest stop in New Jersey.
I believe we're the third oldest turnpike in the nation.
About 20 years ago, the ICE killer was arrested there. Just want to let you know that.
I couldn't honestly tell you.
I forgot Drew's affinity for men who cry. If you ever have a chance to look at the Garth Brooks two-part documentary on Netflix.
Boring.
That guy cries all the time. When you ask Garth Brooks a question, you have about a 50% chance of a grown man crying.
That's all right to cry. Crying takes the fat out of you.
Don't listen to Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Mount Rushmore is really cool.
You'd be so bored.
Yeah, it's a real boring drive out there, but there's a lot to do out there. There's a lot to do on the way out there. And go to the Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon is awesome. And don't listen to Mark.
Thank you for the information.
At 1 hour, 33 minutes of the June 15th show, Mark makes a hilarious joke about replacing the Robert E. Lee statue with a Bob Lee from ESPN statue. Nobody laughed at it. And Mark is just like, hello, is this thing on?
They should replace it with a Bob Lee from ESPN statue. No,
remember nothing, when this nothing. Happened the last time when they on? Were assaulting statues?
Ha! Good one!
I'm listening to the June 16th episode, the one where Brandon farted.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
What? What's going on? And then that led to more fart sound effects, and that led to the never, ever, ever sound effects.
Ever, ever, ever.
I don't think we've had enough farts on the show recently. So to everyone else who hates the farts, too bad. This is good stuff. It makes me laugh.
You can smell my fart.